So, guys, what do you want to do today?
Oh, dude, I found this tattoo gun in my neighbor's trash can. Who wants to get a tattoo?
Oh, me, I want a tattoo.
No, Junior, that tattoo gun looks dirty. It probably has a bunch of diseases on it.
Fine, Cody. Joseph, can you please get a napkin and wipe off the tip?
I guess so, dude.
That's what I said to her.
I wiped it off. Are you happy?
Yeah, you happy now, Cody?
Guys, why don't we just draw tattoos on ourselves with a marker?
That's dumb. It's not a tattoo. It's not permanent.
Yeah, it's not real, dude.
We could use a permanent marker.
No, we gotta use a tattoo gun. It has to be a real tattoo, Cody.
Yeah, feel the pain.
Okay, I guess I'll get a tattoo.
But you will? Oh, okay, what kind of tattoo will you get, Cody?
I want a tattoo above my butt that says entrance only.
Wait, how are you gonna take a dump?
Who needs to do that?
Okay, take your shirt off.
Okay.
Stop moving, dude. You're gonna make me mess up.
All right, I think I'm done. How's it look, guys?
Okay, that looks really cool.
Yeah, it looks pretty sick if I do say so myself.
Okay, I'll take your word for it because I can't see it.
Oh, you should get a tattoo on your chest.
What, and cover up these six-pack abs?
Yes.
I mean, it would look really good.
Well, okay, yeah. I think I want straight out of the closet on my chest. Ooh, and then I want a heart on my bicep with Ken's name in it so that every time I flex, it looks like the heart's beating.
Okay, that'd be really awesome.
All right, coming right up, dude. And done. Straight out of the closet.
Yeah, I am.
Man, Cody, your tattoos are so cool, and I love the one with Ken's name in the heart.
Yeah, he's gonna like that. You guys think I should get a tattoo on my leg?
Oh, yeah, you should definitely get a tattoo on your leg.
Which one? I have three.
We should probably give Junior a tattoo before I run out of ink.
Oh, yeah, it's my turn to get a tattoo. It's my turn.
What kind of tattoo do you want, Junior?
I don't know. Ooh, guys, I hate the Cleveland Browns. I think that football team sucks. So I'll get I hate the Browns on my face.
Wait, what did you say?
No, Junior, you shouldn't do that.
What's wrong with saying I hate the Browns? I think that football team sucks. Their mascot is a pit bull, and their logo is just a helmet. How lazy is that?
I get the helmet thing, but maybe you should say Cleveland Browns. It's so we can know what you're talking about, Junior.
Wait, put I hate Cleveland Browns on my face?
Yes, exactly.
That's going to take up a lot of space. I think if I put I hate the Browns, people know what I'm talking about.
No, Junior, they won't.
What if I hate the White Sox and I put I hate whites all over my face, huh?
You have to put socks out.
No, I don't. No, I don't.
Okay, guys, I think the Browns suck, so if I put the Browns suck on my face?
No, Junior, you shouldn't do that.
I think the Browns are smelly, so I put the Browns are smelly on my face.
What if I put the whites are privileged on my face, huh?
Guys, I think we should just get away from the Browns tattoo.
Yeah, we should.
Okay, I'll think of a different tattoo. Ooh, guys, I want a tattoo that when girls see it, they want to come talk to me. Ooh, so what if I get come here on my face? And then they'll say, he wants me to come here. So they walk over and they talk to me.
Okay, that's better.
Junior, I think that sounds like a tattoo I should get.
Wait, are you trying to steal all the tattoos, Cody?
No, I just don't think that tattoo is going to get the kind of response you think.
All right. I want like a rapper tattoo, like a really cool tattoo.
Yeah.
Ooh, like Baller's Life on my face.
Ooh, I like that. That's nice.
Yeah, like I'm a big baller. So I put Baller's Life on my face and then put two teardrops.
Ooh, yeah. I can do that. And done, dude. Balls are life.
Wait, what'd you say?
Balls are life, dude. That's what you wanted on your face.
I wanted Baller's Life. Like I'm a big baller. B-A-L-L-E-R-Z. What'd you put?
Balls are life.
Why would you put Balls are life on my face? Why would I want that?
Basketball, dude.
That's ball is life, not balls are life. This is a dumb tattoo.
I'm sorry, dude.
Did you do the teardrops?
Yeah, they're on there, dude.
Okay.
They look like balls.
What?
No, they don't, dude. Cody thinks everything looks like balls.
So you put, okay, Cody, what does it look like? Teardrops or balls?
It looks like a ball sack.
You put a ball sack on my face?
No, I didn't, dude.
Oh, you know what? Let me do a tattoo for you. I want to do your next tattoo.
Are you sure it's going to show up on my brown skin, or is it too smelly for you, huh?
Guys, can we not?
Hey, guys, what? Doing.
Oh, hey, Jeffy.
Why do you have a ball sack on your face, Junior?
It is a ball sack, Junior! No, it's not!
Jeffy, we're getting tattoos.
Oh, sweet! I want a tattoo!
Oh, what kind of tattoo do you want?
I want Daddy Shucks right here on my arm because my daddy won't take me to Chuck E. Cheese today.
You sure you don't want the brown suck on your arms?
Joseph, look, I think I should do the tattoo because you might end up making it look like a ball sack.
No, I won't, dude! Look, Jeffy, just come here, dude.
All right.
And done. See, Junior, no balls.
You spelled sucks wrong.
That's a cool way to spell it.
Jeffy, dinner's ready.
Oh, that must mean my dad ain't telling me dinner's ready. And if he feeds me green beans tonight, I'm gonna say, read the tattoo.
Jeffy, get in here.
Oh, I'm coming, Daddy.
Jeffy, stop that. Eat your green beans.
Daddy, you know I hate it when you feed me green beans. So that's why I got this tattoo.
You got a tattoo, Jeffy?
Jeffy!
That's permanent. It's never going to come off.
Well, then you'll know you suck forever then, Daddy.
Oh, my God, Jeffy. You are so grounded for getting that tattoo.
Marvin, we need to call a doctor. See if he can get it removed.
Well, I don't want it removed. But what I do want removed is this big hump on my back.
Jeffy, look, eat your green beans. And we're going to find out what punishment you're going to get.
Aww.
I parked in the handicap spot even though I'm not handicapped because I don't want to walk far. God forgive me and my bad knees.
Hey, lady, give me your car keys.
Okay, I think I left them in the car. That'll be easy for you. Just take them.
Okay, and don't follow me.
Can you at least pick me up when I'm done shopping?
No!
Oh, how evil.
Hey, ma'am, did you call the cops?
Yes, some man just stole my car.
Okay, ma'am, just calm down. What did he look like?
He was very scary.
Okay, did he have any recognizable features, like any tattoos?
Oh, yes. He had a tattoo on his left arm that said, Daddy Sucks, spelled S-U-X. I thought it was very disrespectful to his father.
Okay, ma'am, I'm going to look for that guy right away.
All right, Jeffy, you're going to get rid of that tattoo.
I'll get rid of this tattoo when you get rid of that turd on your top lip.
It's a mustache, Jeffy.
Oh, is that what you're calling it?
Marvin, we need to call a doctor to see if he can remove Jeffy's tattoo.
Oh, and also tell him I look like the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Look, I'm going to call a doctor to get him to remove your stupid tattoo.
Hey there, somebody call a doctor? Sorry I took so long. I had to change out of my cop outfit into my doctor outfit.
It's fine. You didn't take too long.
All right, so what's going on?
Well, my son got a tattoo and I want you to remove it.
Oh, I've been there. I've had plenty of bad tattoos in my life. Like, I got my ex-wife's name, I got my other ex-wife's name, and I get my soon-to-be ex-wife's name.
You have a lot of ex-wives.
Yeah, they know how to get me. They just don't know how to keep me. Oh, and then this one time, I had a birthmark that looked like a seahorse, so I got it traced in a tattoo, and then it turns out it wasn't a birthmark, it was a rash, and it went away. So now I just have a really badly drawn seahorse on my butt cheek.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
All right, so look, the tattoo my son got is he got Daddy Sucks on his left arm.
He had a tattoo on his left arm that said Daddy Sucks, spelled S-U-S. I know it was very disrespectful to his father.
Are you okay?
Your son's under arrest.
What?
I said your son's under arrest!
What?
Hold on, let me get my cop outfit on.
Well, what's going on?
All right, I'm back, and your son's under arrest.
For what?
For stealing a car.
He didn't steal a car.
Oh, yeah? Well, I got a call before I came over here from some lady that said somebody stole her car, and she said that guy had a tattoo on his left arm that said Daddy Sucks.
Well, but Jeffy didn't steal the car, though.
When would he have had time to do that?
Yeah, Jeffy's been with us the whole time. He never stole a car.
Well, of course you're going to say that. You're his parents. You're going to cover for him. I get it.
But what if there's a guy with the same exact tattoo as Jeffy?
Oh, come on. What are the odds there's two guys with the same Daddy Sucks tattoo?
That's a possibility.
And you know how I know he's guilty? Because you called me over here to have the tattoo removed. That means you were trying to get rid of the evidence, and you didn't think I'd notice. But I did, because I'm smart, and you're dumb.
Well, no. We want the tattoo removed because it's a dumb tattoo. We weren't trying to hide any evidence, because there is no evidence, because he didn't steal a car. Because if he did steal the car, where's the car at then?
I don't know. You probably parked it in the woods and then lit it on fire. I don't know how you dumb criminals think, because you're dumb. Did I mention how dumb you are? You're so dumb.
Well, no, we didn't steal a car. You don't have any evidence to arrest him.
Well, that tattoo is evidence enough for me. Come on, Jeffy. We're going downtown.
Well, none of you get her.
Marvin, we need to call a lawyer.
We're going
to
get a lawyer. Jeffy, we're going to get the best lawyer we can get. Thanks for being my son's lawyer, Goodman.
Oh, don't mention it. But I do charge $800 a minute.
$800 a minute? Well, start talking.
Okay.
Talk faster.
Well, I was reviewing your son's case, and he's screwed.
Screwed? Why?
Because the tattoo matches. And that means he's guilty.
He's not guilty. Other people have that tattoo, and they haven't found the stolen car.
Well, I was comparing your son's case to a previous case where the cops arrested this kid named Jimmy because he cracked corn, and they didn't care. So that's where the song came from, Jimmy Cracked Corn and I Don't Care. Well, anyway, Jimmy got the electric chair, and then his parents cared. So then they renamed the song, Jimmy Got the Electric Chair and His Parents Care.
What does that have to do with my son's case?
Oh, it doesn't. But there was also this other case where there once was this farmer who had a dog, and the dog's name was Bingo. Well, anyway, the farmer got murdered, and then they found blood on the dog, and so then they used the dog as evidence, and Bingo was his name-o.
So what are you trying to say?
Well, what I'm trying to say is, if you can find the stolen car and the guy with the tattoo, that's your Bingo.
Okay, so if I find the stolen car and the guy with the tattoo, then my son gets set free, right?
Bingo.
Okay, I'm gonna go find it.
Marvin, what did the lawyer say?
He said if we can find the stolen car and the guy with the tattoo, they'll let Jeffy go.
I could have told you that.
So, baby, all we have to do is find the stolen car.
If the police can't find the car, how can we?
Well, we can just go to Walmart and look in the parking lot and see if there's any cars with the same... that looks the same. I don't know what I'm doing, baby. I'm not a bounty hunter. Baby, I got an idea. Why don't we go pick up a homeless guy, give the homeless guy the same tattoo Jeffy has, and say the homeless guy stole the car?
That's terrible. We can't do that.
Sure we can. Look, the homeless guy will get 3 meals a day, a bed to sleep in, and a shower in jail.
If the homeless guy wanted all that, I'm sure he would commit a crime and go to jail himself.
Well, maybe he hasn't thought of this, baby. Look, we're doing a good thing here.
Marvin, that's terrible. No, we can't do that.
Baby, please, come on. We'll get Jeffy out of jail, and the homeless guy gets a new place to live.
No, I don't want to be a part of this.
Well, I'm going to do it anyway to help Jeffy. Hey.
Hey. Hey.
I want to go to school.
Hey, hey, hey there, buddy. It's a nice box you got there.
My box.
Yeah, your box. I noticed you're not wearing a shirt. How would you like to wear a nice bright orange shirt?
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and bright orange pants to match.
Oh, these pants are poopy.
Okay. Well, you come to my house, I got Rice Krispie Treats.
Oh, Snap Crackle Pop.
Yeah, Snap Crackle Pops. Come to my house.
All right, buddy, there's your Rice Krispie Treat.
Yummy.
Yeah, it's real good. So while you eat that, I need to draw something on your hand with this gun.
Beer.
What?
Beer.
Well, I'll get you a beer after I do this tattoo thing.
Mm-mm. Beer first.
Okay, I'll get you a beer. All right, there's your beer.
Cheers, bald man.
Cheers. Okay, so while you drink that, I'm going to give you a tattoo on your hand.
Marvin, what are you doing?
I'm doing my plan.
No, I told you no!
He's okay with it.
Did you ask him?
Can I give you a tattoo on your hand?
Alien zap my brain. Don't eat the yogurt. It's alien ectoplasm.
See, he knows what he's talking about.
That was not a yes.
Maybe he's okay with it.
No, I'm going to do what's right. Come on, let's go outside.
No, I like it here.
No, come on, let's go outside. You stink.
I don't like this lady. This lady's mean. Mean lady.
Yeah, exactly. Mean lady.
Does he know what you're trying to do? What?
Oh, bald man's nice. Bald man gave me beer and Rice Krispies.
No, bald man's trying to put you in jail.
Oh, bald man wouldn't do that, would you, bald man? Give me a hug, bald man.
But please don't touch me.
Oh, bald man.
Yeah. Okay. Stop. Let me go. Please let me go. Please. Ew. Stop. Okay. Look. So, look. He's fine. See, he's happy. He likes his beer and his Rice Krispies, and he's gonna be okay with this tattoo.
So, Marvin, no.
Hold still.
Well,
all right, it's done.
I can't read.
It says, "Daddy sucks," and clearly you think that because I mean your dad wasn't there for you. Look at your situation.
Oh, bad daddy.
Yep, bad daddy. Now I'm gonna call the cops.
You are the worst person I ever met, Marvin.
I'm doing this for Jeffy. I'm being nice. Look, are you ready for some bright orange clothes?
Yay.
Yeah, and a bed. And 3 meals a day.
Yummy.
And maybe TV.
Ooh, fancy.
Yeah, awesome. So I'm gonna go call the cops. Hello?
Hey there, you call the cops?
Yes, I found the real guy who stole the car and has the same tattoo as the guy that you think did it.
But really?
Yeah, he's upstairs.
All right.
There he is, officer, there he is, and there's his tattoo.
Nah, it's not him.
What do you mean it's not him?
Well, sucks is spelled right.
What do you mean sucks is spelled right?
Well, in the tattoo I'm looking for, sucks is spelled with an X.
Oh, damn it!
Ha ha!
Sorry for wasting your time, sir.
Oh, bald man gives me beer and Rice Krispies.
Oh, really? Well, bald man never gives me beer and Rice Krispies when I come over. What a good friend.
Bald man, can I have another beer?
No, leave!
Oh, but what about the clothes and the TV?
Yeah, Marvin, what about the clothes and the TV?
And the 3 meals a day.
Oh, the 3 meals a day, Marvin. Yeah, you can't forget about that.
Well, go commit a crime and you'll get those things. Oh, who's that?
I got it.
No, I got it.
No, allow me. Hello?
Freeze the burglary!
Oh, officer down!
Ah! What was that screaming?
Give me all your jewelry!
Ah!
Your Rice Krispie Treats!
My Rice Krispies! Ow, 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 ow. Nobody takes my Rice Krispies.
You just saved my life!
We're here today to thank this homeless man who's... Oh, God, your breath stinks. Could you back up a little bit? Thank you. We're here today to thank this homeless man who helped catch Mr. Mina, the criminal who stole a car and also shot me. And his pants are falling down on live TV. This is very embarrassing for him. Can we get a censor bar there? I'm just going to keep going. We're awarding him this key to the city, which will allow him to sleep anywhere he wants on the street in the city. Here you go. What? All right. Oh, okay.
See, baby, something good happened to the homeless guy after all.
Not because of you.
Well, actually, it's because of me, because if I wouldn't have got him off the streets into our house, he wouldn't have saved the day.
You always have to make it about you, don't you?
Well, the most important thing is we have Jeffy back home.
Well, Daddy, we never got this hump looked at. My hump. My huge back hump.
Birthday to me. Happy birthday to me.
Jeffy, why are you singing that song?
Marvin, it's not his birthday, is it?
I don't think so.
Because it's my birthday, Daddy.
Well, it's your birthday.
Oh, no, Marvin, it is his birthday. How could we forget?
I don't know.
You efforts forgot my birthday?
Well, no, we didn't forget your birthday. We just thought it was tomorrow.
That means you forgot.
Jill.
You forgot my birthday!
We'll make it up to you! We'll make it up to you!
How are you gonna unruin my birthday?
We're gonna give you the best birthday party ever, like, with a cake and confetti. Baby, go get a cake.
Okay.
With confetti. We'll give you the best birthday ever. So, let's start with your birthday dinner. Where do you want to go for your birthday dinner?
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell?
Yeah, I want a bean taco from Taco Bell.
All right, that's easy. All right, let's go to Taco Bell.
All right.
Thank you for choosing Taco Bell. What can I get started for you today?
Just one second. What do you want, Jeffy?
I want a taco.
Okay.
With beans.
With beans?
Yep, just beans. Only beans and shell.
Okay.
And don't forget the hot sauce.
Okay. Can I get a taco?
All right, that's one crunchy taco. What else for you?
And hot sauce.
182, please over.
Don't forget the hot sauce. If you forget the hot sauce, I swear I'm gonna steal the Taco Bell sauce.
They're not gonna forget the hot sauce.
Alright, good.
Alright, Jeffy, just sit right here and eat your Taco Bell because I think Mommy's almost done setting up your party downstairs.
Alright, Daddy.
Everything's set up, Marvin.
Everything's set up?
Yep.
So you got a cake?
Yes.
With candles?
Uh-huh.
And confetti?
Yeah.
You gotta be shitting me!
Jeffy, language!
What's wrong, Jeffy?
Those effers forgot my hot sauce!
Jeffy, stop saying effers.
No, they forgot my hot sauce, Daddy!
They didn't forget the hot sauce. I told him like 15 times.
Well, it's not in there.
Well, can you just eat it without hot sauce?
No! I wanted hot sauce for my bean tacos. Do you know what that means? They're gonna get their Taco Bell sign stolen.
We're not stealing a Taco Bell sign, Jeffy.
Yes, we are.
No, we're not, Jeffy. Let's just eat your taco. And look, there's a cake downstairs. Let's go blow out the candles.
No! I gotta go steal their Taco Bell sign!
No, Jeffy. Let's go blow out the candles on your cake and celebrate your birthday. Come on.
And then we get to go steal the Taco Bell sign.
Surprise!
It's not a surprise because you already told me about it.
Jeffy, look. She got you a cake. And plates.
Who emptied a paper shredder all over the table?
It's confetti, Jeffy. It's fun.
Wait, so fun.
Look, Jeffy, we're going to sing you happy birthday, then you're going to blow out your candles, and then we'll get you whatever you want.
Okay.
Happy birthday to you.
Jeffy, we weren't done singing.
All right, the first thing I want for my birthday is everyone who's watching this video to go ahead and hit the like button and hit the subscribe button. I'll wait. Did you do it? All right, great. Thanks for my birthday present.
Jeffy,
and everyone who didn't do it has no friends.
Jeffy, what do you really want for your birthday?
Well, what I really want for my birthday is the Taco Bell sign.
Jeffy, we can't get you the Taco Bell sign.
Well, they ruined my birthday, so I'm going to ruin their business by stealing their sign.
Baby, we have to go get him the Taco Bell sign.
Marvin, you can't steal the Taco Bell sign. It's illegal.
Jeffy, we can't get you the Taco Bell sign.
Birthday over! I'm going to keep screaming until I get the Taco Bell sign.
We'll get you the Taco Bell sign.
Marvin, you better not!
Come on, Jeffy, let's go get the stupid sign. Alright, Jeffy, what part of the sign do you want?
I want the big bell and the one that says taco.
Alright, I'm gonna get a ladder and let's go up there and get it.
Alright.
Alright, Jeffy, there's your Taco Bell sign.
Best daddy ever!
Marvin, you didn't!
Well, it's the only thing he wanted for his birthday.
That'll teach him for forgetting my hot sauce.
How did you even do that?
It's called a drill, Mommy. And a ladder.
Why?
Well, we forgot Jeffy's birthday, and I felt bad, so I thought, you know, if we got the Taco Bell sign, he'd be happy. And isn't it worth it to see that smile on his face?
What are you going to do when they notice?
They're not going to notice. Everybody knows where Taco Bell is. They don't need a sign.
Aw, you're going to go to jail.
I'm not going to go to jail. Taco Bell has like $1 billion. They can just buy another sign.
That's not the point, Marvin. It's wrong.
Well, wrong schmong.
Marvin, look the news!
Breaking news, UK. Someone has stolen the sign off of a Taco Bell, and no one can tell what restaurant it is. The police are holding a live press conference now. Let's go to that.
Thanks, Goodman. As you can see from this picture here, this is a Taco Bell, I think. See, I don't know, because there's no sign out front, because somebody stole it. You know, so restaurants have signs in front of them so that you know where you're going. But now, nobody knows what's going on. Customers keep coming into the Taco Bell, and they're ordering Baconators, thinking it's Wendy's or something, and the workers don't know what's going on either. They're in there trying to make Big Macs with burrito supplies. It's chaos. So listen up. Whoever stole that sign, we're coming for you.
Oh, no.
Marvin, I don't want any part of this illegal activity. I'm leaving for a couple of days.
But baby, no. Come back. Jeffy, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm just polishing my brand new Taco Bell sign. I love it so much.
Well, you better love it, because now the cops are looking for us.
Oh, Daddy, help me!
What, Jeffy, are you okay?
No, Daddy, I'm stuck. I think my legs are broken. This is the worst birthday ever. Please get the sign off me.
Okay, I'll get it. Oh, Jeffy, are you sure your legs are broken?
Yeah, they are. They hurt. Don't touch them.
Okay.
I
need you to call a doctor.
I can't call a doctor, Jeffy, because they're looking for the people who stole the Taco Bell sign. And if I call a doctor, they're going to see that we're the people who stole the Taco Bell sign.
Then what are we going to do?
I don't know.
Oh.
315, 316, 317, 318, 319, 320. Wait a minute. It's today! Jeffy's 18th birthday is today! I'm rich! I just gotta get out of this stupid prison first! Alright, time for me to use my sexy charm to escape. Hey there, big boy!
But shut up, inmate. I'm trying to figure out who stole this Taco Bell sign. Ugh, my back is killing me.
Oh, well, I could give you a back massage if you let me out of this cell.
No. What if you escape?
Oh, come on. I wouldn't do that. I love it here. I got my own bed and my own toilet. It's paradise.
I do really want a back massage. Okay, fine. I'll let you out for 5 minutes to massage my back, but then you're going right back in your cell.
Okay.
Alright, now I let you out. I really need you to get between my shoulder blades, because that's where all my stress is.
Okay. I knocked him out! I'm free!
Oh, damn!
Stay still, Jeffy. Alright, Jeffy, I wrapped your legs in paper towels. It kind of looks like a cast.
But they still hurt, Daddy!
Well, if you sit really still and keep your legs straight, eventually they'll heal straight.
Because that's how that works.
I don't know, Jeffy, I'm not a doctor.
Well, then call one!
We can't call a doctor, Jeffy, because of your stupid birthday gift. It's illegal.
Oh no, who's that? What if it's the cops, Daddy?
Look, I'll handle it. You just stay right here and don't make any noise.
Okay.
All right. If it's the cops, I'm gonna say, what Taco Bell sign? Yeah, that'll work. Hello?
Surprise!
Ow, my legs hurt so bad.
Oh, Jeffy, it's Mommy.
What are you doing here?
Well, today's your 18th birthday, and Mommy's gonna get paid.
Today's not my 18th birthday. It's my 17th birthday.
Nice try, Jeffy, but I've been counting the days in prison. Now come here.
The Find My Fugitive app says she's in here somewhere.
Oh,
my God, Marvin, what happened to you?
Jeffy's mom, she hit me in the face with a mallet.
Oh, my God, so she is in here.
Help me!
Jeffy!
Come on, let's go upstairs.
Wait, upstairs?
Yeah, that's where your son is.
Oh, he's gonna see the Taco Bell sign. No, let's not go upstairs. They can come down here. Can y'all guys come down here?
What are you talking about? Let's go! Can I help you?
Just don't look this way.
Okay, whatever.
Don't come any closer. I'm gonna bonk him.
Nancy, why'd you escape from prison?
What? It's prison. It sucks. What do you mean?
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. But why today?
Well, today's Jeffy's 18th birthday, and I'm gonna inherit all his money. Well, actually, he's going to inherit his father's money, and then I'm going to take his money. But I'm still getting the money.
Well, today's not Jeffy's 18th birthday. It's his 17th birthday.
No. I've been counting.
Well, no, actually, today is his 17th birthday. And I know, because it's also my birthday.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah, everybody sing happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Brooklyn guy. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. That was very nice.
What, Willie?
Stop it. Oh, okay, Nancy, seriously. It actually is his 17th birthday.
Oh, well, I guess I messed up. Must have counted wrong. It's okay. I'll just break out next year.
Yeah, you go ahead and try that. What are you doing over there? Wait a minute. Is that the Taco Bell sign?
God damn it.
Okay, who stole this?
It was Nancy.
No, it's not me.
Yeah, it was you. When you came over, you brought the sign with you.
No, it couldn't have been her. She was in jail when it got stolen.
Oh, you're right.
Okay, I'm gonna take her back to jail. Then I'm coming back over here. Come on.
Oh, no. Jeffy, what do we do?
Oh, no, Daddy.
Get in there. Congratulations. You just added 5 years to your sentence.
No. Where did I go wrong? 17. Okay, so Jeffy's 18th birthday is next year. And next year, I'm gonna get you, Jeffy!
Alright, she's in jail. Now who's next to go to jail? Who stole this sign?
Alright, officer. Look, it's my son's birthday, and all he wanted for his birthday was a Taco Bell sign. So I stole it for him for his birthday.
Really? You'd commit a felony for your son's birthday? That's actually really sweet. I wish somebody would commit a felony for my birthday.
Oh, cheer up. I bet someone will commit a felony for your birthday one day.
Really? Do you think so?
Hold on, I got an idea. Hey, Jeffy, there's two parts to your Taco Bell sign. Do you think we can give one to the police officer? He had a bean taco earlier.
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Oh. Okay, it smells like ass in here. I'm just gonna go. You keep the sign. Happy birthday.
Officer Guard, get in here!
You called us, sir?
Look, Chief, I got this dinosaur toy.
Put the damn toy down, Simmons.
Sorry, sir.
What do you need us for, sir?
Well, there's this dolphin going around selling illegal black tar tuna. It's been killing people eating tuna sandwiches. I need you guys to do an undercover sting operation and get this scum off the streets.
Will do, sir.
Can I bring the dinosaur toy?
Give me the damn toy, Simmons! And have this back after you capture the dolphin.
Okay, sir.
Come on, Simmons. Let's get this bastard off the streets.
All right, Simmons, we're here.
Why am I dressed like a dolphin, mate?
Well, he's not going to give black tar tuna to a cop, but he'll give it to another dolphin.
But why did I have to put the dolphin costume on? Why couldn't you put it on?
Because I'm claustrophobic, Simmons. I can't wear a tight costume. Besides, you look good as a dolphin.
Thanks, mate.
All right, so when he shows up, you're going to ask him for the tuna, and when he gives it to you, we bust him.
All right.
Wait a minute, is that him?
Oh, yeah, that is him.
Okay, go talk to him.
Quick. All right. Hey, how's it going, mate? I mean...
Is that a cop in your car?
Who, him? Oh, no, that's my Uber driver.
Your Uber driver's a cop?
No, we just got back from a Halloween party.
It's not Halloween.
You're right.
Okay, wait a minute. Is that a human head coming out of your mouth?
Yeah, I just ate a human. Yummy.
Oh, cool. Oh, you want to buy this black tar tuna?
Sure.
All right, that'll be $500.
I don't have any money.
Wait, how am I supposed to sell you the tuna if you don't have money?
Hold on. Let me go ask my Uber driver.
All right, Simmons, where's the tuna?
I don't have any money.
What do you mean you don't have money? You didn't bring any money?
No, this dolphin costume ain't got pockets.
Okay, fine. How much does he want?
$500.
What, $500? We should charge him for robbery, too. Jesus, what's that stuff made of? Okay, let me see how much I have. Okay, I've only got about $140 here. Just give this to him and see how much we can get. We can't arrest him until he sells it to us.
All right. Hey, I'm back with the money.
That's not $500.
I know, but it's all I got, mate.
That's not good enough. I need $500.
Well, could you just sell me a little bit?
No, I only sell the whole can.
Oh, come on, mate. You're busting my balls here.
Okay, Simmons, get the tuna so we can bust this guy. Wait, is that my phone? Why is my phone ringing? Why is my wife calling me? What, Karen? I'm undercover right now.
What did you say, Pointy? You're under the covers with another woman?
No, why would I even tell you that if I was? No, I'm a cop, and I'm doing an undercover sting operation.
Sting? Were you stung by a bee, Boydie?
No, I wasn't.
You need to put some Neosporin on it so it doesn't swell up.
Oh my God, Karen, I can't talk. What do you want?
Boynie, the remote died and I need to know what batteries it takes.
What kind of batteries are in there right now, Karen?
I don't know, Boydie.
Well, just look at them. What do they look like? Like, are they small?
All batteries are small, Boydie.
Oh my God, okay. There's small batteries and there's like medium-sized batteries. Like, which one is it?
I want to say yes.
What do you mean, yes? It wasn't a yes or no question, Karen.
Sorry, man. I can't give it to you unless you give me $500.
Oh, come on, mate. I can't arrest you until you sell me some.
Arrest me? I knew you were a cop.
Oh, no, I'm not a cop. Help me, mate.
Karen, I don't know how you don't know the difference between AAA and AA batteries.
I never had to learn, Boydie.
Learn? You don't have to learn. You don't go to school for this stuff, Karen. It's basic life stuff.
Boydie, just tell me what kind of batteries I need.
Me? You tell me. You're the one who's looking at the batteries.
But compare it to something, Boydie.
Okay, I guess like a AA battery looks like a Tootsie Roll, I guess.
Oh, I haven't had a Tootsie Roll in years, Boydie. We should go to the store and get some.
Karen, stay focused. Okay, how about this? How about I just change the batteries when I get home?
Oh, no, Boydie, my show's on. I can't miss it again.
Miss it? What show could you possibly miss that isn't already on an app that ends in the word plus?
Boydie, just tell me what kind of batteries I need.
read.
Okay, we'll make this easy. Just read the letters that are on the batteries.
Oh, there's a lot of letters, Boydie.
A lot of letters? Like three A's for AAA?
No, there's no A's.
What, no A's? Oh, these aren't D batteries. Okay, read the batteries.
Okay. E. N.
What?
E.
No. Karen, you're saying Energizer. That's the brand of the... I'm hanging up. Oh, God damn it, Simmons, what happened? Oh, my God, Simmons, are you okay?
Oh, he beat me up, mate.
Simmons, what happened?
He found out we were cops. I need to go to the hospital.
Okay, I'll get you there right now.
Damn it, Gary, how'd you mess this up? Your partner's in the hospital and that damn dolphin's still on the loose.
I'm sorry, sir. It's just my wife called and she didn't know the difference between a double A and a triple A battery and I got distracted and it was just a whole thing.
I don't want to hear it, Gary. Find that dolphin or you're fired.
Okay, sir. I'll get that dolphin.
You better or it's your ass.
All right, Danny. You ready to watch Monsters, Inc.?
I don't want to watch Monsters, Inc. today, Jeffy.
But, Danny, you said we could watch Monsters, Inc. while wearing our costumes. So put your Sully costume on, Daddy.
I'm not putting that Sully costume on.
Put that costume on or so help me. So help me.
No, Jeffy.
Well, I want to watch a movie with you, Daddy.
Me and you, you and me, both of us together.
No, Jeffy, we're not watching it.
But, Daddy, I want to watch the movie on repeat for a month straight.
That's impossible, Jeffy.
Not for Googly Bear.
Stop quoting Mike Wazowski.
Wazowski, you didn't file your paperwork correctly.
What?
You gotta do this favor for me, buddy. The pink copies go to accounting, the future ones go to purchasing, and the goldenrod ones go to Ross.
Deep abuse. What are you talking about, Jeffy?
Genius, you already know why I bought the movie? To watch it. You know, with the watch and the laugh.
Okay, fine. We'll watch Monsters, Inc., Jeffy.
Great.
Mike Wazowski.
See, Daddy? Mommy gets it.
Okay, I'm turning the movie on.
Kitty!
Breaking news, UK. The police are looking for a dolphin who beat up a police officer. He's wearing a leather jacket and considered thin and dangerous.
Oh, my gosh. That dolphin beat up that police officer. He must be really dangerous.
2319. We got 2319.
Jeffy, shut up. Look, I'm turning on your stupid, dumb movie. Who's that?
I love you, Smoochie Poo.
Hello.
Hey, man.
Oh, you're the dolphin from the news that's wanted by the police.
Yes, that's me, okay? I want to know if I can stay in your house.
What? No, you can't stay in my house. You're a fugitive. I'm not going to let a fugitive in my house.
Oh, come on. The police will never even think to look here. Not unless you have, like, an aquarium in your backyard.
No, I don't have an aquarium in my backyard.
See? They'll never even look here.
No, I have a wife and a kid. You're a dangerous person. I don't want you in my house.
No, come on. Dolphins are nice. We don't bite. We're not like sharks. Sharks are mean.
But you beat up that police officer.
Yeah, but he was trying to arrest me. Okay, look, I'll pay you $100 a day to stay here.
$100 a day?
Yeah.
Okay, come inside, roommate.
Thanks.
Who's at the door, Marvin?
Hey, everybody.
Ah, it's the dolphin from the news!
Shut up or I'll kill you.
Wait, this is my wife.
Hello, ma'am. What a lovely home you have.
Marvin, what is he doing here?
He needed a place to stay.
And you said he could stay here?
He's giving us $100 a day.
That's not enough! This is illegal!
Oh, come on. You'll never even know I'm here. Dolphins are quiet, peaceful animals.
That thing is a killing machine!
No, you're thinking of killer whales.
No, he's just quoting Monsters, Inc.
Oh, I love that movie. Put that thing back where it came from, or so help me.
So help me!
Look, baby, everything's gonna be fine. Just let him stay here.
No, Marvin, I don't approve of this!
He's giving us $100 a day. That's $3,000 a month. You can get manicures and pedicures and whatever you want.
I don't have nails, Marvin. I'm a puppet!
Breaking news, okay? The police are offering a $20,000 reward if you find the dolphin that beat up the police officer.
$20,000 reward?
Baby, we have to turn him in.
I think you're right, Marvin.
Oh, come on, guys. $20,000 isn't that much money. I mean, if I pay you $100 a day, you'll make that much in 7 months.
Buddy, we'll never turn you in. We would never turn you in.
We're gonna turn him in.
Okay, Marvin.
I'm gonna distract him and you're gonna call the police.
All right.
We're not gonna turn you in.
Oh, that's good, because I'll do whatever you want. Like, I'll be your little pet dolphin or whatever.
I want a pet dolphin!
What, you want a pet dolphin, Jeffy?
Yeah.
Okay, you can be Jeffy's pet dolphin.
Okay, cool. I mean, I can't really do any tricks or anything. I guess I can steal things and kill people.
You don't have to do any of that. Just be Jeffy's little pet dolphin, okay?
Okay.
So, baby, while we hang out with Jeffy's new pet, how about you go order us some polizza?
Nah, I'm not that hungry.
No, baby, I don't think you understand me. Go call the polizza man, pizza man, the polizza man, and order some polizza.
Are you having a stroke, Marvin?
No, baby, listen to me. Call the polizza man. You know, what's their number? 711? No, 811. 111.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Order some pizza, okay? And if it's not here in 10 minutes, we get 20 G's. 20 cheese pizzas, you know?
Oh!
Yeah. Make sure there's some toppings on the pizza.
Okay, I'm picking up what you're throwing down, Marvin.
Go order the pizza.
Okay!
She's just ordering pizza.
Man, whenever you order pizza, things get really stressful.
Yeah, it's a very stressful process in this house. We rarely order pizza. So let's go do pet stuff with Jeffy. Come on!
Okay. All right, kid. What kind of pet stuff you want me to do? I can roll over, take a nap.
No. Let's play fetch.
Fetch?
Yep. Go get it.
Okay. There, I got it.
Go get it.
All right. Okay, I think I'm kind of done with fetch.
No. Go get it.
Okay, I think we can finish with fetch for now.
Nope. Go get it.
Okay, but this is the last one.
Yeah, Jeffy, I think you're getting tired of fetch.
Okay, no more fetch.
Go get it.
I'm not getting it.
Go get it.
I'm not gonna get it.
Bad dolphin.
Ow. Oh, you little.
Don't you hurt him, I'll call the cops.
Okay.
I think you need to brush your teeth, and we're gonna wash your mouth out.
Why?
Because scary monsters don't have plaque. Come on.
Okay,
Marvin, I ordered the pizza and called the police.
Why'd you order a pizza?
Well, you were talking in code and I didn't know which one you wanted me to do, so I did both.
I wanted you to call the police, not order pizza?
Okay, well, I did both.
Well, now we're gonna have pizza, we're not gonna eat it. Hold on, who is that? Hello?
Hey there, you ordered pizza and also called the cops?
Ew, what kind of pizza is this?
This is police station pizza.
Police station pizza?
Yeah, somebody choked to death on it, so we took it as evidence, but then when you ordered the pizza, we just took it out of the evidence locker and decided to give it to you.
Why would you give me evidence pizza?
Well, because nobody's ever ordered a pizza from the cops before, so we didn't know what to do.
Oh, well, forget the pizza. Look, you know that dolphin that's wanted on the news?
Yeah.
He's in my house.
Where is that bastard?
He's up this log.
Silly dolphin, you got toothpaste all over your leather jacket.
Thanks for putting it in the washing machine, kid.
Here he is, officer. This is a dolphin from the news.
No, this is just a normal dolphin.
Well, what are you talking about?
Well, the dolphin I'm looking for wears a leather jacket. This guy doesn't have one.
No, he just took it off.
Well, I don't see it.
Well, no, he took the leather jacket off. He has one.
Well, if I can't see it, it doesn't exist.
What? What about oxygen?
Nope, doesn't exist.
What? Oh, no, he can talk.
Well, talk then, dolphin. Nah, he's just making dolphin noises.
Well, no, he's messing with you. This is the dolphin that hurt your partner.
Look, man, this is the sixth call I've gotten today about fake dolphin reports. And my office is really hurt, okay? So don't even talk to me about this kid.
You really tried to rat me out, didn't you?
Well, no, it's a $20,000. You can't blame me.
You know, now I'm going to have to kill you.
What, kill me?
Yeah, but first I got to get my leather jacket. I can't kill people without my leather jacket.
Oh, no.
All right, I'm going to kill you.
Please don't kill us.
Oh, I have to. You broke my trust.
We'll do anything. Just leave us alone, please.
Hey, do you guys have any AA or AAA batteries? Because my wife doesn't know the... Whoa, wait a minute. You're the dolphin I'm looking for.
Oh, he's right there.
No, I'm not. Wait, you can talk? Oh, you're definitely the dolphin. You're under arrest. Boink. I got him. He got me.
Okay, where's the reward?
What?
The news said $20,000 for whoever helps capture the dolphin, and I showed you where he's at.
But I caught the dolphin, so I should get the reward.
But no, I called you and said the dolphin was here, so I told you where he was at.
No. The dolphin you showed me didn't have a leather jacket, and he couldn't talk. This dolphin has a leather jacket, and he can talk.
No, they're the same dolphin. The dolphin I showed you is that dolphin. He just took his jacket off.
No, I mean, I'm being serious, man. I'd let you have the reward if you found him, but I found this guy.
No, they're the same dolphin. The dolphin you saw like 2 minutes ago is that dolphin. He took his jacket off.
But why would a dolphin take his jacket off?
Because he got toothpaste on it when he was brushing his teeth.
Why would a dolphin brush his teeth?
Because scary monsters don't have plaque.
Facts. Okay, look, man, this isn't your dolphin.
It is. He was paying me to stay here, and I was letting him stay here, and then I called you guys.
Wait a minute. Did you just confess to harboring a criminal?
You're right. You found him.
Okay. Come on. You come with me.
He's out of our head.
All right, Jeffy. We'll watch Monsters, Inc.
Mike Wazowski!
So tonight, you're going to be doing a class film project. Each of you is going to make a 1-minute movie about whatever you want. And whoever has the most amazing movie is going to win an Oscar.
An Oscar? I've always wanted to win an Oscar. You know, I'm a natural born actor.
Dude, you're a natural born dork.
Yeah, Cody, the only Oscar you're ever going to win is an Oscar Mayer wiener in your mouth.
Well, that's just as good.
I'm going to make an art film.
Well, no, Penelope, I need you to be in my film. I'm going to remake Shrek, and I want you to play Fiona as an ogre. Not the normal girl part. I have someone for that.
Shut up, Junior.
All right, Press. So go home and try to get your movie done so you can win this award.
What's your film going to be about, Junior?
Probably dinosaurs. What's your film going to be about?
I don't know. I'm thinking maybe something hot and romantic. Do you think he'll let me do nudity? Probably not. I'd have to charge for that. What's your movie going to be about, Joseph?
I'm not going to tell you guys. You're going to steal my ideas.
Well, I'm going to make the best film ever. I'm gonna win the Oscar. Okay, what kind of movie should I make? Ooh, I know. I can make an animated movie about a girl starting her period, and every time she has period cramps, she turns into a panda bear. Oh, wait, Pixar already did that.
Hey, Junior, I just came to tell you that my movie's gonna be better than yours, so end.
Well, no, my movie's gonna be better than yours.
Hey, guys, I want you to meet Chris Oxford and Saksha.
Why do you have sock puppets?
Because I'm making a sock puppet movie.
That's so lame, Joseph. No one's ever gonna watch something with puppets in it.
Yeah, nobody likes puppets, Joseph. They'll never take off. You have a better chance shaking a stuffed animal and making it talk.
Yeah.
Well, I'll show you when you guys lose and I'm the winner.
Yeah, that's not gonna happen. My movie's gonna be better.
Junior, I need the Lego Titanic. I mean, I don't know why I'm asking you. It's mine. I just left it here after we built it.
Well, go take it then. Get out of my house. You're distracting me from making a movie. Okay, I gotta think of something that's genius.
Hey, guys. You're looking at an Oscar winner because I made the hottest, steamiest movie of all time.
Well, Cody, my movie's better. I have so much action and destruction in it. It's gonna be so crazy.
Yeah, does your movie have you getting slammed up against a foggy car window?
No.
That's what I thought.
Dude, my sock puppet movie is so awesome. It's top tier. It's gonna knock your socks off.
Well, we know he's not winning. No one wants to watch a sock movie.
But dude, it has so much drama in it. It's like a Lifetime movie.
Alright, Crass. So today, you're gonna be presenting your Crass film project. And remember, the best film is gonna win this Oscar. So who wants to go first?
Ooh, teacher choose me! Me! I wanna sock it to him and show him what a real movie looks like.
Alright, Joseph. Come up here and show us your film.
Yes! Alright, guys. Prepare to have your heart's broken when you watch this real-life movie based on a true story called My Life Sucks.
Honey, I'm home!
Oh, honey, you're home early? I thought you had to work late.
Saksha, you're cheating on me with this black sock?
No, Chris Oxford, it's not what you think. He kidnapped me. I have Stockholm Syndrome. I'm not falling for that again. Yeah, I'm a sock, but I wasn't bought yesterday. You're a socky excuse of a woman. You think I'm gonna walk in here while you're socking another man to be okay with it? Yeah, I'm not Will Smith, lady, okay? Pack all your shoes and get out. No, baby, please don't leave. You're an ankle sock and he's a tube sock. I couldn't help myself. I'm so socky. My wife cheated on me. It's time to end it all. Isn't it so sad? See, my movie didn't have a happy ending because real life doesn't have happy endings.
Okay, Joseph. Very good. Go sit down. All right, Jeffy, you're next.
All right. So my movie's called Fruit Party 4. And if this one does good, I'll make the first three like Star Wars.
Doo-doo-doo, I'm a happy strawberry. Hey, Mr. Banana, what doing?
Oh, nothing. I'm just mad because I'm a banana and not a happy strawberry.
Oh, don't be mad, Mr. Banana. I bet you please all the girls because you're a banana.
No, nobody wants me because I have a bruise on me. Hey, it's me. I'm a pineapple. Sup?
Oh, great. It's Mr. Pineapple, the coolest fruit in the world.
Yeah, it's me. What you bozos doing?
Well, I'm being a happy strawberry. Nothing can ruin this day.
My day's always ruined. I'm a bruised banana.
Jesus Christ!
Wow, Jeffy. How graphic. Go sit out. All right, Penelope, you're next.
I kind of don't want to show mine. I didn't get to finish it.
Penelope, you come up here and present or you fail!
Okay, fine!
Penelope, why don't you want to show it? Is it just a video of you just eating food for 5 hours because you're fat?
Shut up, Junior! So all I want to say is that my dad walked in on me while I was making it, and it's really embarrassing, so here.
Oh, Justin, Mia Moore, I know we just met, but I feel like we are soulmates. You want me to stay here in Paris with you? But my flight takes off in 5 minutes, and you know I have to see my dying aunt who would never allow this to happen. Maybe we'll meet in another life. What's that? One more kiss? All right.
Penelope, what are you doing?
Dad, what are you doing? Get out! I'm making a movie! What?
You're making a movie? Oh, God, no! I failed as a parent. My daughter feels like she has to make movies like this.
Dad, get out! You're embarrassing me!
You're embarrassing me! You're embarrassing the whole family with what you're doing here with this picture. All right, that's it. I am not going to allow you to make these kinds of movies. All right, you're going to boarding school.
Oh, that was so embarrassing. Boo! Trash!
Shut up, Junior!
I mean, he is right, Penelope. It is embarrassing. Go sit down. Tony, you're next.
Oh, yeah. Get ready to watch a cinematic masterpiece. Okay, everybody. Prepare to cream your panties because you're going to watch the biggest, hottest movie of the summer. I remade Titanic, and I call it Titanic. I don't want to be with you, Cal. I don't even care about your money. I'd rather be with someone hotter but poor. Hey, Ken. I changed my mind. I want to be with you. What's that? Step up on the ledge. But what if I fall? I'm flying! I'm flying, Ken! I'm flying! Draw me like one of your French boys, Ken. I'll be honest. It's not really your best work. I mean, my abs are way bigger in real life. And you can't even see my junk. I'm gonna have to move this blanket. Okay, draw me again. Let's take another crack at this. Put your hands on me, Ken. Oh no, Ken! We just hit a bag of ice! Now the ship is sinking, and the lifeboats are all full! We're gonna have to jump in the water!
Yeah. Oh, Ken, I'm so cold. I mean, I'm sure you're colder, because you're in the water, and I'm not. I would let you get on my door, but there's just not enough room. Oh, Ken. Ken, oh, it's so cold. Oh, I'll never let go, Ken. I'll never let go. Oh, no, I let go! Ken, I'm sorry, I'm just so cold! No!
Yeah! That was 80 years ago, and it was the sexiest, hunkiest experience of my life. Thousands of people died, but that pipe was legendary. Huh? How hot was that shit, huh?
Very good, Cody. Now go sit down. Junior, you're next.
Yeah, Junior. Let's see if your movie's as hot as mine.
All right, guys. Prepare to watch a real movie that has destruction and death. I call it Doomsday in Townsville.
In the city of Townsville, the Powerpuff Girls are on vacation, so the city is defenseless. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O, and on that farm was Cody's mom. Big fat ugly pig, with an I'm a fat there and an ugly stinky pig. Ugly fat fatty fat fatty fatty fat fat, old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O.
Oh no! Is that a dinosaur? I came back from extinction to destroy your city! Crash, 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 crash! Oh no! My son works in that building! He's probably dead! Oh, he's super dead! Crash, 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 crash! Oh, whatever you do, please don't eat my dog! Oh, I would never eat your dog! Oh, you promise? No! Your dog, I'm dead, die! Ah, no, my dog! Well, whatever you do, don't eat Cody's mom! What? Cody's mom? Oh, I didn't know you had her! Oh, she's so fat and ugly, I'm gonna eat her! No! I'm fat Cody's mom! You see that, Cody? Your fat mom's getting eaten! Fat Cody's mom! Oh, no! Oh, man, am I so full from eating Cody's big fat mom? If I would have ate her in the beginning, I wouldn't have destroyed your city. Well, get out of here before I call the cops. Woo! Oh no, the cops! I have a record! I gotta get out of here! Oh man, what can make this day any worse? Well, at least there's not giant tarantulas trying to eat me. Oh, well, do I have bad news for you. When I was trying to leave the town, giant tarantulas were coming this way. Well, I'll pay you anything if you can save me. Okay, I'll try and defeat them. Oh no, the giant tarantulas are coming! Oh no! The giant tarantula's coming across the bridge! He's gonna try to eat me! Ah, cops! Come help me! Woo-hoo! We're blocked! We can't! There's a train! We can't get past the train! Well, save me! He's gonna eat me! Oh no! He's coming right towards me! Ah!
I'm dead.
The end.
So, guys, what'd you think of the movie, huh? Hey, Cody, did you see your mom in the movie? How she's a big, fat, ugly pig? Uh-oh, here comes Cody. Wait, Cody just slapped the shit out of me.
Keep my mom's name out your fucking mouth.
It was a your mom's a pig joke.
Keep my mom's name out your fucking mouth.
Okay, I will.
All right, Junior, go sit down. And the winner of the Oscar is... Cody!
I won! I actually won an Oscar! This is kind of awkward because I just embarrassed myself in front of everyone. But I won! Oh my god, really? Oh, thank you. I just want to start off by saying I'm sorry, teacher, for slapping someone in your class. You know, love makes you do crazy things, but I hope you invite me back. I deserve this award so much. My movie was so good. Oh, thank you all, except for Junior.
Jeffy, it's time for bed.
Daddy, can I sing it one more time before bed?
Jeffy, what is this thing?
Well, there's a little car in here, and when I hit this thing, it goes around the doodah.
Then just do it real quick.
All right.
Ow, Jeffy, you hit me with the car.
Can I do it one more time?
No, Jeffy, it's time to go to bed. Come on.
Let's do all the things you want to do.
Okay, Jeffy, just lay down and go to sleep.
But I want fried okra.
Wait, what, Jeffy? No, it's too late. You're not getting fried okra.
I want it fried.
You're not getting it, Jeffy.
In my mouth.
Jeffy, just go to sleep. I don't want to hear a peep out of you.
Beep. Beep, beep.
Jeffy, shut up. Wait, Jeffy, did you shoot me with a Nerf gun?
No.
Wait, Jeffy, what is that?
Fried okra.
Where'd you get fried okra?
The fried okra tree.
Jeffy, why don't you just eat that fried okra?
Because that's yesterday's fried okra. You can't expect me to eat day-old okra.
But Jeffy, I don't know what's going on. Just go to sleep, please.
Aww.
All right, Jeffy. Good night. This door is so squeaky. Jeffy?
I want fried okra.
No, Jeffy. You have fried okra in your bed. Go to sleep. That door is so squeaky. I have to get that fixed soon. I just want to lay down and watch TV. Jeffy's dumb toys on the couch. I'm going to play with it. It's broken. It's dumb. Jeffy, your dumb toy's broken. Jeffy, close the door.
Okra.
No, Jeffy, you're not eating okra.
Okra.
It's too late for okra. Close the door.
Okra.
Close it. Jeffy, I said close the door. Thank you. Stop it! It's so annoying! I'm getting a fix! I'm calling somebody to fix it!
Hey there, somebody call a handyman? I can do literally anything except give handies. So I guess I'm a not handyman. But I can fix things, so what do you need?
Well, my son's door
just... Oh, is this Hot Wheels? Oh, that's so sick. Hey, do you mind if I send it?
Sure.
Oh, so close! Oh, man, that was cool. Hey, do you mind if I try again?
Okay, fine, but, like, yeah, listen to what's wrong. So, my son has this door that's really squeaky.
I'm listening.
My son has this door that's really squeaky.
Oh, right there, every time! Okay, I'm trying again.
Oh, no, but my son's door is really squeaky, and I want you to fix it, and you're not even fixing it.
Oh, okay, this thing sucks. What were you saying?
So my son has this door, it's really squeaky, and I was wondering if you'd fix it.
Oh, squeaky door? Yeah, that's easy, I can do that. Just show me.
Okay, it's over here. All right, here's the door. Listen.
Hey, you know what that sounds like? My bed springs in college. Huh? Yeah, because I was doing a lot of this, you know? Yeah, I'm just kidding. I didn't actually have a girlfriend. But, you know, good for the people who can get hoes.
Can you please fix my door?
Oh, yeah, it's an easy fix. I just gotta use some of this WD-40.
What's WD-40?
You don't know what WD-40 is? What an idiot. Everybody knows what WD-40 does. It stops squeaks, removes and protects, loosens rusted parts, frees sticky mechanisms, drives out moisture, and is fatal if swallowed. Nah, just kidding. But can you imagine, though? Just, and that's it. I'm gone. Dead. That's it. No more me.
Can you please fix the door?
Yeah, sure. You weren't gonna stop me? Yeah, some friend.
No, I just want you to fix my door.
No. You act like you're gonna do it.
Well, no, I don't want to do
it. No, act like you're gonna do it. No, don't do that. Don't you know that's fatal? It's swallowed. You're gonna die. Hey, man, I care about you. I don't want you to do something like that. See, that's what you should have done.
Oh, look, I just want you to fix my door. I know you're not gonna do it.
Okay, fine. Okay, I put a crap ton on there. Now let's see if the door squeaks. What?
What the hell? It's still squeaking. Okay, fine. I'll just put more on there. And you know what? I'll do all the hinges. Except for that one. That one's too high up. That one's higher than my ex-wife during the custody hearing. I mean, she still got custody of the kids because I had two DUIs. But let's see if the door squeaks. What? Okay, what's going on here? Does this stuff not work? I bet it's not even fatal if swallowed. What, really? You aren't going to stop me again after all that? You know what? You're a bad friend. You deserve to have a squeaky door.
No, I just want you to fix my door, please.
Okay, fine. Give me some peanut butter.
Peanut butter?
Who's the handyman here, me or you? Go get the peanut butter.
Okay. Why are you putting peanut butter on my door?
Because it's going to muffle the squeak because it's so thick. Just like my ex-wife. You know, she was thick. Fat. All right, whenever I close the door, you're not going to hear the squeak anymore. What is that? What is that crunching noise? What? Oh, no, you didn't.
What?
You got extra crunchy peanut butter?
Yeah, I like it.
What are you, sick in the head? Who the hell uses extra crunchy peanut butter?
I do.
What, do you put glass in your cake?
What?
Do you eat eggs with the shell still on them?
No.
Well, it's the same thing.
Well, I just like extra crunchy peanut butter.
Do you have creamy peanut butter?
No, just that.
Well, see, that's the problem. You use crunchy peanut butter, so now we got a crunch and a squeak. You just added a crunch to the squeak.
Oh, can you just fix my door?
Go get me a belt.
A belt?
Yeah, because the door is making a noise, and when I was a kid and I was making noises, my mom would beat me with a belt, and that sure shut me the hell up.
A belt's not gonna work with a door.
Go get the belt!
Ugh. Okay, here's your belt.
Oh, that's a good one. That looks like it's gonna hurt. Okay, hold on, let me get into character.
Brookie, get your ass in here!
Yes, Mommy?
Brookie, let me see your report card!
Have you been drinking, Mommy?
Shut up and let me see your report card! What's this? All C's again! No son of mine's gonna be this average! You think I like doing this? Well, I do! It hurts you so much more than it hurts me, and I love it!
Okay, this door's definitely not gonna squeak after that.
Oh, you want some more, do you?
No, stop, it's not gonna work.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Oh, man. I've never seen a door this squeaky in my whole life.
Well, can you fix it or not?
Hey, do you think there's more doors in the world or wheels?
What?
Like, in the whole world, do you think there's more doors or wheels?
I don't know.
Well, like, if you think about a car, there's, like, four doors, but there's also four wheels. So, I mean, I guess it kind of evens out there. But if you think about an 18-wheeler, there's so many more wheels than there are doors. Oh, and, like, in skyscrapers, like, there's a whole bunch of doors, but, like, no wheels. I mean, I guess there's wheels in the elevators. But then there's also doors, too!
Well, in a car, there's also a steering wheel.
Oh, my God, you're right. They got, like, five wheels. Oh, okay, so how many cars are there in the whole world?
I don't know.
Well, Google it.
No.
Okay, fine. I'll Google it. How many cars are there in the world? What? There's 1.4 billion cars. Wow. Oh, okay, so you multiply that by five. That's like almost 6 billion wheels.
Man, that's crazy.
That's a lot of wheels. Oh, my God. You know what else has wheels? Trains. Trains have wheels. And trucks. And buses. And not boats. Oh, they have a steering wheel. Oh, my God. I got to Google so many things.
Oh, no. Can you please just fix my door or not?
Listen, man. I think only God could fix this door. That's it. We can ask God to fix the door.
God is too busy to fix my stupid door.
Well, it's worth a shot. God, please fix this door.
Hey, guys, what's up?
God, I'm sorry for bothering you.
Oh, not at all. I was just in my room looking at TikTok. You know, I've been alive forever. That's a really long time, so I'm pretty bored by this point. You know, I used to watch dinosaurs fight and kill each other. Now I just watch people lip-sync and dance. What happened? I'm gonna send a meteor and reset this whole mess. So what's up?
See, my door's really squeaky.
Hey, God, are there more doors in the world or wheels?
Oh, that's a really good question. It's actually wheels, but it's close.
I knew it!
Well, God, so my door's really squeaky.
No, sorry, that's all the time I had. I gotta go meet Poseidon at Cracker Barrel. Ugh. You know those little peg games they have on the tables? I've never been able to figure those out. All these years, I've never been able to do it. Anyway, I'll see you guys later.
Oh, great. Not even God was able to fix my door.
Yeah, sorry. I'm just really obsessed about this whole doors and wheels thing. Glad I got my answer, though.
Are you able to fix my door or not?
No, man, I don't think I can do it. This door's a lost cause.
I knew it. I knew you couldn't do it.
What, excuse me?
I knew you weren't good enough to fix my door.
What? Hey, I'm pretty good.
No, if you were good, you'd fix my door by now. I'm gonna go hire a real handyman.
What? Oh, okay, you want your door fixed? All right, fine. I'll fix your door.
What are you doing?
I'm fixing it.
What are you doing?
I'm fixing your door.
No, you just broke my door.
Oh, that was just part of the plan. I was gonna break the door so that I could buy you a new door that doesn't squeak.
What? Oh, you gonna go get me a new door?
I'll go get it right now.
Oh, my God.
Here you go. Here's your new door.
It looks just like the old one, except it doesn't have a big hole in the middle.
Yep, and this one doesn't squeak. I guarantee it.
Well, then install it.
All right, here we go. All right, the new door's installed.
But does it squeak?
Let's find out. Oh, please.
I hear that. No squeak.
But you did it.
Yes, I am so good. Why am I so good?
Where'd you get the door from?
Oh, I took it off my daughter's bedroom. She doesn't need it. You know, she's getting older. She might start having boys over. So anything she does in there, she's going to have to do with no door.
Well, how much do I owe you?
$100.
$100?
Yeah, man, I did a lot today. I had to steal my daughter's door. I had to relive childhood trauma. I did a lot.
Okay, let me grab my wallet.
Okay.
All right, here's your $100.
Thank you. I think I'm going to use this to buy a Hot Wheels set like this one. It's so cool. Oh, my God, I didn't even think about all the wheels on toy cars. They got, like, 4 wheels and no doors.
Oh, my God.
How many Hot Wheels cars do you think there are in the world?
I don't know.
Well, I'm going to Google it. How many Hot Wheels cars in what? Oh, my God, there's, like, 4 billion Hot Wheels cars. And it says if you lay them all end-to-end, it'll circle the entire globe 4 times. So there's 4 billion cars. That's like 16 billion wheels. No wonder the wheels are winning.
That's so crazy.
Oh, I didn't even think about Lego wheels. Oh, the wheels are just piling up. Ugh.
Hey, Danny, why'd you replace my door?
Because it wouldn't stop squeaking, Jeffy.
Oh, you mean this noise?
What? Jeffy, was you making the noise?
Maybe.
What, Jeffy, so we'd have to replace the door?
Maybe.
Well, Jeffy, why would you do that?
Because I wanted fried okra.
Oh, that sounds so good. Hey, you want to go to Cracker Barrel? I heard God's going to be there.
Oh, my God. Leave. Both you guys leave.
Oh, yeah, I love playing Fortnite, trying to unlock the new Spider-Man skin.
Jeffy, did you just charge my credit card?
Sure did, Daddy. Well, I had to get the new Fortnite Battle Pass.
You didn't ask for permission.
Oh, I'm sorry, Daddy.
You're going to do a bunch of chores tomorrow to make that money back.
All right, sure thing, Daddy.
Hey! I was playing that!
Jeffy, you have to go to bed. It's your bedtime. You have school tomorrow.
But I just need 64 more matches before I get the Spider-Man skin.
How long is that going to take?
All night.
You're not playing video games all night, Jeffy.
All right, Daddy. Well, then let me finish this one match.
Okay.
And then 63 more.
Oh, finally. I got the Spider-Man skin. Now I get to play a Spider-Man. Victory emote dance.
Jeffy, it's time to go to school.
What?
You have to go to school, Jeffy.
Oh, no, Daddy. I'm too tired to go to school.
Did you stay up all night playing video games?
No.
Well, Jeffy, I told you to go to bed last night. It's your fault that you stayed up, so you're going to school.
Oh, but Daddy, I'm too tired.
Well, if you're tired now, you're definitely going to be tired after school because I have a lot of chores for you to do after school. So go to school.
Oh.
Go.
All right, class. Today, we're going to be learning about the meteor that killed the dinosaurs. So we're going to play this fun little game where I pretend each of your faces are Earth and this ball is the meteor. I'm going to throw it as fast as I can at you, and if you dodge the ball, then you save the dinosaurs. All right, Cody, you're first.
Oh, man. Yeah!
Got his ass! Looks like the dinosaurs are dead in your world, Cody. Junior, you're next. Good dodge, Junior. It looks like the dinosaurs are still alive in your world, and Cody's world, the dinosaurs are double dead. All right, Jeffy, you're next. Oh, Cody, I'm so sorry. My aim was a little off.
It's fine. I'm just going to spend the rest of the class down here.
I understand, Cody. All right, Jeffy, it's your turn.
Did Jeffy dodge it? What?
Boom!
Okay, that's it. I'm going home.
Oh, don't be a sore loser, Cody.
Ugh, I hate this class.
Ow! Eat shit, Cody! I'm on fire today, class. I can put the ball anywhere I want. All right, Jeffy, your turn.
Jeffy, you suck.
Oh, Jeffy, it looks like the dinosaurs are dead in your world. Bully, think fast.
I caught it. Hey, Jeffy, think fast.
Hey, are you effing with me?
Yeah.
Huh? Because I might be tired, but I can still kick your ass.
Hey, Jeffy, Bory, stop fighting. Hold on real quick. I got to do something. Hey, Cody.
I want to transfer to another school.
Ow. Suck that, Cody, you nerd.
Jeffy, how was school today?
Huh?
How was school today?
Good. I'm tired.
But no, you can't go to sleep yet, mister. You still have chores to do. Hold on. Take this and that and go wash all the windows in the house.
Tired.
Go wash all the windows. Ah, oh, my God, Jesus Christ!
What's
oh, my God!
Wrong?
Oh, my God, Jesus Christ!
What happened?
She got it in my eyes.
Oh, my God, Marvin!
I can't see!
We need to go to the hospital!
hospital.
Yeah, take me.
Jeffy, how could you do that?
What's wrong, baby? What's wrong?
Oh, my God, he got into my eye.
Oh, baby, Jeffy, you're grounded. You are so grounded.
Morgan, I can't see.
Oh, Jeffy, call 911. Call 911. Huh? Call 911.
You need to go to the hospital.
Okay, Jeffy, I would never ask you to do this, but I need you to drive us to the hospital, okay?
Huh?
Drive us to the hospital. Come on, baby. Drive us to the hospital.
Jeffy, come on. We got to go to the hospital.
Okay.
All right, Jeffy, hurry up and drive us to the hospital.
But drive safely.
Huh?
Just drive us to the hospital, Jeffy. We have to go to the hospital.
Okay.
What are you doing, Jeffy? Hurry up. Jeffy, get off the horn, Jeffy.
Huh?
Well, you're on the horn, Jeffy. Just drive us to the hospital. What? Are there sirens?
Pretty blue light.
Well, Jeffy, why are you getting pulled over? Talk to the cop and just tell him that you're taking us to the hospital, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, I bet this guy's drunk.
Hey, roll your window down.
Jeffy, roll your window down for the cop.
Huh?
But,
Roll your window down, Jeffy. Okay. Tell him you're taking us to the hospital.
Okay. What do you want?
Jesus. Car full of junkies.
No, officer, we're not a car full of junkies. Look, he sprayed cleaning chemicals in my eyes.
Oh, you're getting high on cleaning chemicals, huh?
Oh, no, he sprayed in our eyes, and he was taken to the hospital.
Look, man, I don't care how you do it, it's still illegal. I can't believe this. Doing it in front of your kid like that, then making him drive you to the hospital.
No, I promise you, officer, it's just a big misunderstanding.
Well, you're all under arrest. You're coming with me. Come on.
No! I can't believe we had to bail ourselves out of jail.
At least our eyes are feeling better, Marvin.
I just want to watch TV and forget about what happened today.
Breaking news, UK. A local couple, pictured to the left of the screen, was arrested for making their kid drive them around while they were zooted on cleaning supplies.
Oh, my God!
Oh, great. Now the whole town thinks we're junkies and that we treat our son bad.
And only one of those things is true.
I'm tired.
Oh, you're not going to bed yet, mister. You ruined our entire day and got us arrested. So now, you know what? You're going to make us dinner.
What?
Yeah, he's going to make us dinner. We deserve to relax after all the hell we were put through today. So, Jeffy, go make us some chicken nuggets.
But, Marvin, he just needs some rest.
No. He can rest after he gets done with his chores, and I want him to make us dinner. So go make us some chicken nuggets.
What?
Go make us chicken nuggets.
Okay.
Go! Jeffy, oh my God, there's a fire!
Oh my God, quick, put it out!
Oh, Jeffy, get some water!
Huh?
Get some water, Jeffy!
Okay.
Oh my God, what the hell's gonna burn down, baby?
Oh, Jeffy, we gotta do something!
Oh my God! My eyes!
Oh, I'll get the door.
Hey, your fire alarm's going off. Is there a fire? Wait, it's you again. Oh, man, this house. Get out of my way.
Someone help us!
Jesus, look at that fire!
Oh, yeah, can you help us, please?
Oh, my God, not you two again. What are you junkies doing now? Trying to cook cleaning chemicals?
What? No, it's just a big misunderstanding.
What, you trying to get high on the fumes?
Oh, no!
All right, I'm going to put out this fire, then you're going back to jail.
Oh, come on! I cannot believe we went to jail twice in one day.
At least the house isn't on fire, Marvin.
Can you stop trying to find positive stuff about this? Today's not positive. It's a horrible day.
Oh, my God, Marvin, look, the news!
Oh, my God.
Breaking news, MK. Those junkie parents are back at it again. This time, they were arrested for trying to make their kid cook cleaning supplies. When will they stop?
Well, now we can never show our face around town ever again.
Marvin, just let Jeffy get some sleep.
No, I'm not going to let Jeffy get some sleep. He got us arrested twice. The whole town thinks we're junkies and we can start fires and stuff like that. So I got to figure the biggest, baddest punishment ever for Jeffy.
Marvin, just let him sleep.
No! Wait. Jeffy, are you sleeping? No, wake up.
Marvin!
I got to wake him up. Wake up, Jeffy.
Child Protective Services, I'm here to check on...
No. I was just trying to wake him up.
No, I think I know what's going on here. Yeah, I took away your cleaning supplies, so now you're taking out your withdrawal anger on your kid. Is that it?
No, I was just trying to wake him up. He's sleeping.
Yeah, he's sleeping because he's been up all night driving you around and cooking your cleaning supplies.
Well, no. I was trying to wake him up so I could punish him. But not punish him by hitting him, but by doing other stuff.
All right, that's it. You're coming with me.
Go!
Well, hey, Marvin.
What?
How was jail?
I'm so tired from being arrested 3 times in one day.
Marvin, can we please let Jeffy go to sleep now?
Oh, no. He got me arrested 3 times. Not 2, 3. So, I'm going to make sure he stays up for like 2 days straight
so that he can know the stress of never going to sleep again, because he made me get him, and I'm gone.
My grandparents' ashes.
Aw. Wait, your grandparents' ashes? Like, both of them?
Yeah, Marvin. They wanted to be mixed together for all eternity.
Wait, so they're both inside this thing? Ew, that's their ashes?
Yes, Marvin. They died and they were cremated. They wanted to be put in this priceless, one-of-a-kind vase that's been passed down from generation to generation in my family.
Well, can we put it, like, in the closet or something? I don't want to look at it. It's weird.
Oh, no, Marvin. They love kitchens. They said when we die, put us in the kitchen.
Okay, well, I'm not going to sit in the kitchen and look at your grandparents' death sand, okay? I'm going to go upstairs.
Oh, okay.
All right, guys. Are you ready to kick the soccer ball in the house?
Yeah!
But Junior, what if we break something?
Cody, are you 40 years old? What if we break something?
Yeah, be a kid for once.
Well, I just don't want to get in trouble.
We're not going to get in trouble. Hey, Jeffy, I'm going to kick the ball to you first.
Okay.
I got it. My turn.
Watch this! What was that?
It sounded like you broke something.
It sounded like you broke something. Cody, that's what you sound like. If you ever want to know what you sound like, that's what you sound like.
Okay, that doesn't change that you broke something.
Okay, how do you know I broke something?
Because there was a loud crash from the kitchen.
But what if there's a speaker in there that plays crashing glass sounds?
Why would you have that?
You know those like little machines that play nature noises? Maybe it's on the crashing glass sound channel.
Yeah, that sounds very relaxing. Crashing glass sounds. I'd like to fall asleep to that.
Guys, do you think I broke something?
No.
See, look, guys, it's 3 against 1, so I didn't break anything.
Okay, let's go check.
Okay, what do I get when there's nothing broken there?
$5.
Okay, I'm gonna get $5.
Okay.
Oh no! What happened here?
Junior, this is the thing you broke.
Wait, so there's not a machine that makes broken glass noises in here?
No, you don't have one of those.
Yes, I do. And what is all this stuff?
I think it's someone's ashes.
Wow, they have a serious smoking problem if they have that much ashes.
But no, Junior, I mean like human ashes. Like this used to be people.
Dude, this is a lot of people.
All right, guys. Okay, what are we gonna do about this?
What are we gonna do, Junior? You're the one who broke it.
What? No, we all broke it because we all kicked the soccer ball.
But you hit it last.
No, Jeffy hit it last.
No, you hit it last.
Guys, it doesn't matter that Jeffy hit it last. We just have to focus on cleaning it up. So I'm going to sweep up the ashes, and let's put it inside a vase that looks just like it.
Junior, where are we going to find a vase that looks just like this one?
Hey, guys, look at this vase I found that looks just like that one.
Jeffy! Come on, we needed that.
Grandpa!
All right, who did it?
Jeffy did it.
What?
Yeah, Jeffy did it.
Oh, screw you guys!
That's it, Jeffy, you're grounded!
But I didn't do it!
Your friends ratted you out and said you did it, so you're coming with me! All right, Jeffy, that's it, you're grounded!
But I didn't break the vase!
Yes, you did!
Well, I didn't break the first vase, but I broke the second vase.
There was only one vase, Jeffy.
No, there wasn't, there were two vases!
No, the one-of-a-kind priceless handed down for generations!
Exactly, there was only one vase, Jeffy.
Guys, if there were two vases, go ahead and hit the like button and the subscribe button. Prove them wrong.
Jeffy, there was only one vase and you broke it because your friend said you broke it.
My friends are no longer my friends anymore because they framed me. Jeffy gets framed. It's the title of the video.
Jeffy, you're grounded for a month.
This house is a prison.
Go to your room.
Daddy, I'm going to prove to you that my friends framed me.
Okay, then do that then. But you're the one who broke it. It's okay, baby. We'll go sweep it up and we'll put it in like a litter box or something. All right, guys, what color do you think goes next?
Oh, dude, totally the orange one.
Oh, definitely orange.
No.
What's up, D-bags?
Oh, hey, Jeffy, sorry we had to blame it on you.
Because of you guys, I lost TV for a month!
Ooh, that's rough.
Yeah, that sucks, dude.
Yeah, sorry, Jeffy.
You guys better go tell my dad the truth, or else I'm going to ruin all of your lives!
But they already think you did it, so just take the blame on this one.
So you've chosen death. I hope you guys enjoy it. Dude, what is Jeffy going to do?
I don't know. He's not going to do anything. All right, guys, I think blue is next.
No.
All right, guys, I think we put them in the perfect order.
You guys cannot be serious.
Well, you can't do it any better.
Guys, I think I'm just going to go get Ken and go home.
Wait, where'd you leave Ken at?
Oh, he's on the couch downstairs.
I left Ken right here. Wait, what's this? If you ever want to see Ken again, admit that I didn't break the vase! Jeffy must have taken Ken! Junior, you have to go admit that you broke the vase right now!
What? No! I'm not gonna get grounded just so you can get your stupid dumb doll back!
But Junior, I need Ken back!
Well, look, nothing's gonna happen to Ken!
But what if he hurts him?
Dude, he's a doll!
Yeah, he's a doll. How is he gonna hurt a dumb doll? He's not gonna hurt him.
Who's that?
Who's that? Hello? Hello?
Oh, down there, dude!
What? Hey, Cody, there's a package here for you.
But to me? But this is your house.
I know, that's weird. We should open it. So, Cody, why did a package for you come to my house?
I don't know. It's really weird.
What'd you order? New glasses?
New glasses?
Yeah, new glasses.
Why would I order new glasses?
Because you love to collect glasses and wear them.
But do you think I wear glasses because I collect glasses? No, I wear glasses because my eyes don't work right.
So did you order new eyes?
New eyes?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just going to open the box now.
What? Kid's head!
Where's the rest of him?
Wait, there's no more pieces open there?
No, it's just his head! What? Junior, we have to go tell the truth right now!
What? No, I'm not gonna tell the truth just because you got Ken's head!
But Junior, look what he did to him!
Hold on, but maybe the other pieces will come in the mail. See, look, that might be another box with another piece to him. Come on. Hello?
Mom? Dad? What are you doing here? We're very disappointed in you, Cody. What did I do? You ate a Baconator, Cody. We're Jewish. We're not supposed to eat pork. Well, I didn't eat a Baconator. Oh, yeah? Well, then why did we find this Baconator wrapper in your room, along with a note that says, ha, 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 I ate this Baconator from Wendy's?
So you're gonna laugh in our face? Ooh, you're gonna burn in Jewish hell for that.
Well, why would I leave a note about something I'm not allowed to do? Because you're just that cocky, Cody. You didn't think you'd get caught. Why couldn't you just have eaten a Dave's Double? Well, I did! I love Dave's Doubles! I get them all the time!
I don't want to hear you coming home right now, okay?
We're gonna give you a Spankinator. Tell the truth, Junior!
Well, I don't want to get grounded!
Whoa, dude, Cody's life is ruined, just like Jeffy said.
Well, do you think Jeffy's gonna try to ruin our lives?
Nah, I don't have parents, so I'd love to see him try. Give me your best shot.
Who's the door? Hello?
Joseph? Mommy? Yes, I came back because I love you and I want to be a family again.
Really?
Yes. Ah, mommy! Why?
You guys ready to tell the truth?
Jeffy, you ruined my life!
Then tell the truth!
Or Jeffy, just stop doing this!
Then tell the truth!
Whew. Oh, man. Oh, it's really hot in that thing. All right, kid, you get my $100?
Yeah, it's right here in my diaper. You can go ahead and grab it.
Right, thank you. Man, you really made that guy feel pretty bad.
Yeah, he got me grounded.
Oh. Well, I mean, I'd feel bad if I were you, but whatever. Let me know if you need anything else. I got a whole bunch more costumes.
All right, thanks.
My famous soup is almost ready. Oh, hey, Jeffy. What are you doing?
Wait, why are you getting closer to me?
Stop it. Stop it. Stop it!
I'm so sorry, Joseph.
Dude, my whole life is ruined. Just tell the truth.
Well, I don't want to get grounded.
Dude, just tell the truth.
Junior, dinner's ready.
Oh, dinner's ready. Oh, man, I'm so hungry. What did Chef Pee-Pee make me?
Oh, he made you his famous soup.
What? Wait, what's in this?
Chef Pee-Pee?
What? No, I know he made the soup, but what's in this?
Chef Pee-Pee.
Chef Pee-Pee.
Oh! You killed Chef Pee-Pee!
Yep, and I'm going to keep going until you tell the truth.
No, I want Chef Pee-Pee back!
Are you going to tell the truth?
Oh, yes, okay, fine. I'll go tell your dad. I'll go tell that you didn't do it.
All right, good.
Oh, man, you got Junior so good.
Yep, here's your $100.
Thank you very much. That'll teach him a lesson.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you want the truth? Okay, Jeffy did not break your stupid, dumb grandparents' face. I broke it. I was the last one to kick the soccer ball, and I'm the one who broke it. So unground him so he can stop killing our families.
Mother, father, I demand an apology.
Wait, so Jeffy, you did not break that vase?
Nope. Well, I broke the second one, but not the first one.
So your friends lied?
Yes, they framed me.
Wait, the title of the video. Jeffy gets framed. We should have paid attention.
Yeah, I've been telling you guys that.
Well, Jeffy, we're sorry for grounding you. We just thought you did it.
Now kiss my hand.
Kiss your hand?
Kiss my hand.
Ow! Now don't you ever try to take my TV away from me again.
Now, which one of you is going to go sweep up Grandma and Grandpa?
with the very dangerous and high-powered tools on your desk, you're going to be making a wooden sculpture.
Oh, man, this hammer's so cool.
Whoa, isn't this kind of dangerous?
Awesome! Hey, Cody, tag her in.
Joseph, get away from me. You're going to poke my eye out with that thing.
Dude, it's what I'm trying to do.
You know what? Oh, yeah, you're right. Stop it.
Teacher, what are we supposed to make?
Anything you want. See, I made a birdhouse. So, get started, Kraus.
Okay, teacher. But Joseph, put Cody down.
But Cody, he's having fun.
Put him down.
All right, dude.
Oh, God, I'm gonna throw up.
Cody, are you okay?
Aw, dude, stop being a baby. I gave you a roller coaster ride.
Yeah.
Cody, what are you gonna make out of wood?
I don't know. Probably a unicorn.
Gay.
Well, what are you gonna make?
Ooh, a shark.
Straight.
I know.
What about you, Junior? What are you making?
I think I'm gonna make a dinosaur.
Dope.
Why did I only get tape and scissors?
Because you're a girl. You can't be trusted with high-powered machinery. Us men can handle this, not you.
Whatever. I'll still make something better than you.
Hey, idiot. What are you gonna make?
I'm not really sure you should be calling me names today.
Whatever, idiot.
Don't do it, Jeffy. Don't do it.
Teacher, can I see the nurse?
Is that an axe in your head?
Yeah.
Kraus, make sure you be careful with the tools. You only have 15 minutes. All right, Kraus, stop working. Your 15 minutes is up. I'm now going to come around to Kraus and see what you made.
Hey, Cody, check out my dinosaur.
Sick dino, Junior.
Not cooler than my shark, though.
Hey, Penelope, what'd you make?
I made a house.
What a lame house. You didn't even put a door.
I didn't have enough time, Junior.
Hey, everybody, look at Penelope's lame house. She didn't put a door. That means any guy can come and go whenever they want, like between her mom's legs.
Shut up, Junior.
Your mama hoe. Your mama hoe.
All right, Penelope, what did you make?
I made a house.
Okay, where's your door?
Oh, I didn't have enough time.
Okay, B minus. All right, Junior, what did you make?
I made a dinosaur.
Great, where's his eyes?
It's a blind dinosaur.
B minus. All right, Joseph, what did you make?
Oh, I made a shark.
Okay, where's his body? B minus. All right, Cody, what did you make?
I made a unicorn head.
Oh, yay, finally someone who made exactly what they said. A plus.
What? That's not fair.
All right, Jeffy, what did you make?
I made a machine gun.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Grant! He finally doing it! Everyone under the desk like we practiced! Someone call the cops!
He's gonna do it! He's always the weird kid!
I thought Cody was gonna do it!
Thanks, Junior.
Get out of the desk, Cody! Get out of the desk!
All right, kids, I'm here. Stay calm. It's safe now. Just everybody stay under their desks.
What's going on?
Hey there, crazy. Just calm down. Don't do anything stupid.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's okay. Just hand me the weapon.
It's made out of wood.
All right, I'll be the judge of that. I know a gun when I see it. All right, everybody, I got the gun. Let's run. Run for your lives.
Wait a minute. This actually is made out of wood.
Man, you're in big trouble for getting my hopes up like that. I thought I was going to be a hero today. But still, you're still in big trouble, because you could get expelled for pulling a stunt like this. You're lucky I don't arrest you.
I'm sorry.
What's wrong, Marvin?
I have this weird feeling that Jeffy did something bad at school today.
Oh, Marvin, you worry too much. Just sit back, relax, we'll watch TV.
Okay.
Breaking news, MK! This student made a weapon during his shop class and sparked panic across the entire school. Cops are on the scene now, dealing with the situation. More on the story as it develops.
Oh my God!
I told you I had a feeling Jeffy was gonna do something bad.
Hey, now guess what? So I was doing my project in school, and the teacher said I was doing such a good job that I got to come home early, and now I never have to go back.
Jeffy, what did you do?
Your son did the worst thing imaginable.
What'd he do?
Well, on the car ride over here, I was drinking Hawaiian Punch, and he asked me if he could have a sip, and I said, no, you have little kid germs. And he said, don't worry, you'll waterfall it. So he goes to drink it, and he spills it all over my car. It gets on the seats. It gets in the cup holders, it gets on the floorboards, big sticky mess. I am not happy.
No, I meant what happened at school.
Oh, that. Yeah, that wasn't as bad. Yeah, he just made a gun out of wood and everybody thought it was real, so they got scared.
What? Hawaiian Punch?
But baby, we're past that part.
No, I know, but it's just so red and sticky.
Yeah, I know. Believe me, I have to clean it up. I'm pretty pissed.
No. The more important thing is let's talk about Jeffy at school. What's going to happen?
Oh, he's getting expelled.
Expelled?
What? Well, yeah, but the school said they'll let him go back to school if he completes a one-day juvenile detention class school thing that I teach.
Okay, when is the class?
Oh, it's tonight. And if he fails, he's going to go to jail.
Well, go to jail? So he has to pass it?
He has to pass it to go back to school. And 99% of the people who take my class fail.
Well, doesn't that mean you're just a bad teacher?
No, it means they're bad people. It's not my fault.
Okay, so Jeffy's gonna go to class tonight and he's gonna pass. Right, Jeffy?
Yep.
All right, I'm gonna go clean out my car.
Oh, okay. Jeffy, why did you do that?
It's not my fault I spilled the Hawaiian punch. He went over his speed bump.
Well, no, not that. Why did you do the thing at school?
Well, because the teacher said that I could make whatever I wanted out of wood, so I made a wooden gun, and it doesn't suit shit.
What's Jeffy, language? Okay, look, let's just all calm down. Jeffy, you're gonna go to the class tonight, and you're gonna pass it, okay?
Aye, aye, Captain.
Hey, do you guys have napkins? Like a whole bunch of napkins?
Yeah, in the kitchen.
Oh, okay, I'm gonna need a lot of napkins, though.
Oh, okay, go to the kitchen. Oh my god, why is this my life?
This looks so yummy!
Hey, can I have some of these paper towels?
Yeah, sure!
Thanks.
Hey, what are you doing? Hey, what are you doing?
I'm getting paper towels. You said I could.
Why so many?
Look, man, my car is covered in Hawaiian punch. I need this many paper towels.
No, you don't!
Yes, I do!
No, you don't!
Yes, I do!
No, you don't!
Hey, look over there!
What? Wait, hey, stop it!
Hey, you can't stop me!
That's my paper towel! God, he was so annoying! Who's that? Wait, what do you want?
Hey, I'm gonna need a lot more paper towels than this. Can I have the rest?
No!
I don't want to be here!
Hey, kid, what color's your blood?
Ah, what happened to your eyes?
I tattooed my eyeballs with my pencil. All I see is darkness! You want to try?
No!
Suit yourself.
I start a fire.
I don't regret the people I killed.
Give me your eyelids.
No.
I said give me your eyelids.
Go away.
All right. Settle down, you freaks. Welcome to Be Good School, where I teach you how to be good. All right, you are all menaces to society. The world would honestly be a better place if you did not exist. So I'm going to try to fix you. Now, there are three main rules on how to be good. The first rule is manners. Now, that includes things like saying please and thank you. And, according to my wife, not pissing on the toilet seat. But I do it anyway. It's not my fault you have to pee sitting down. Just pee standing up like a man. Anyway, who wants to give me an example of manners?
Can I please start a fire?
Well, no, you can't start a fire, but you did say please, and I like that. That's one step in the right direction, and then five steps in the wrong direction because you asked to commit arson. Okay, look, I'll give you a real-life example of manners, okay? Let's say you're at a restaurant, and you order some chicken strips and a side of ranch. And so the waiter comes, and he brings the chicken strips, but he forgets the ranch. And you say, excuse me, I think you've forgotten my ranch. And he says, oh, right, I'll be right on that. And then I don't see him for 15 minutes. And then he comes back and he says, can I get you anything? And I say, well, I really would like my ranch. And then he says, oh, right, of course, the ranch. And then he disappears for 30 goddamn minutes and then has the balls to come back and say, hey, can I get you the check? And I say, what you can get me is my fucking ranch. And he says, well, you can't talk to me that way. And I say, I can talk to you any way I want. Let me see your manager. And then he says, I am the manager. And I say, well, that's funny because your name tag says waiter. So go get me the manager. So then the manager comes over and says, is there anything wrong here? And I say, yeah, look at my dry chicken strips. I want some ranch. You're going to cop me this entire meal for free, or I'm going to put one of my ball hairs in the food and say that you did it, and I'm going to get this entire restaurant shut down. And then the manager says, oh, I'm so sorry, sir. I'm going to comp you your entire meal. All your food is free today. And then I say, thank you. See? That's manners. I said thank you. So did anybody learn anything?
I learned not to forget your ranch.
Yes, you don't forget the ranch. That's exactly right. I mean, chicken strips without ranch, it's like a car without tires. What are you even going to do with it? Yes, exactly. You're going to make an excellent waiter someday if Applebee's ever starts hiring felons. Okay, now the second one is helping people. You got to help people. It's just the nice thing to do, okay? Now I'll give you an example. What do you do if you're driving down the street and you see a girl whose car is broken down on the side of the road?
You stuff her in the trunk?
No, you don't do that.
You set her car on fire?
No, what is it with you and fire?
What kind of car is it?
Why does that even matter?
Maybe I can steal it, I don't know.
Well, you can't steal it because it's broken down, and you shouldn't even want to anyway because that's wrong. Come on, think, people.
Do you cut off her face and wear it?
I don't think it's that one. It's definitely fire.
No. All of you are stupid. Does anyone have an actual good answer?
Pick her up and take her on a date to Applebee's?
But ew! No, not Applebee's! Were you even listening to anything I was saying? No, she'd be better off just on the side of the road. She'd be just as hungry. You know, she'd just have to wait 30 minutes to get her chicken tenders and ranch anyway. No. No, look, I'll give you a real-life example of helping people. So, my grandfather was incredibly rich. I mean, he was a millionaire, just filthy rich. And so he was in the hospital, and I was visiting him every day, you know, to make sure I got a piece of that. And then I see that he's on life support. He's being kept
kept alive by a machine. Now, I'm thinking, what kind of life is that? That's no way to live, being kept alive by a machine. But he seems happy. He says, when I get this heart transplant tomorrow, I'm going to feel so much better. I can't wait to get out of the hospital. And I hear, I can't wait to get out of the hospital. So I'm thinking, I'm going to do the right thing, and I'm going to help him, and I'm going to end his suffering and pull the plug. So I do, and he flatlines, and all the nurses come running into the room, and I just say that I tripped on the power cord, and they believe me. And then, come to find out, what did he leave me in his will? A sofa! Can you believe that? I helped my grandfather go to heaven. Or hell, probably, if all he left me was a sofa. Hey, you know what, kid? Ask your dad if my grandfather's in hell.
Okay.
Thank you! See? There you go. He's helping me by asking if my grandfather's in hell. Alright, so we've covered two already. Manners and helping people. We just have one more left to cover. Now, does anyone want to guess what that is?
Starting fires.
Eating people's faces.
Great Death Auto, total annihilation.
Picking your nose and eating it.
No to all of that, because most of those were crimes, and the third one is, don't do crimes, okay? Now, crimes is stuff like killing people, stealing things. Yes, setting things on fire is a crime. And what I did to my grandfather was a crime. And so is what I will do to you if you tell anyone you heard that. Alright, so now we're going to have a test that will make you have to use all three of the be good rules, okay? And you have to pass this test to not go to jail. But first, I'm going to have a lunch break and eat my very big foot-long imaginary sandwich. I just hope it's not too big.
He's choking! We have to do something!
We should set him on fire while he's choking.
We should eat his face and we choke too.
Let's just watch. Does he have a wallet?
I'm coming to help you!
Jeffy, you saved me! Thank you!
You're welcome!
See, class? That was it. That was the test. Jeffy passed because he did all three of the be good rules. He helped me when I needed it, I said thank you, and he said you're welcome, so that's manners, and he didn't commit any crimes like the rest of you did by not helping me, because that was the crime of criminal negligence. So Jeffy is the only one who's not going to jail!
Aw, what was that?
So how do you think Jeffy's Be Good School is going?
I think it's going to be bad. You know, because it's called Be Good, so he's going to be bad. Be bad.
Yes,
like,
Marvin.
Be bad, like,
hey, Daddy, guess what? I passed.
You passed?
Sure did.
Yep, he saved my imaginary life. You know, most students don't save my life whenever I choke on the imaginary sandwich, but your son did, so he passed. He learned how to be good. He learned his manners. He learned that he should help people. He learned not to do crimes. And he learned that he should get me my ranch at Applebee's.
So does that make up for the Hawaiian punch?
I forgot about that before now. All right, listen, kid. You better hope I never have to see you again.
Well, Jeffy, look, at least you passed, you're not going to jail, and we can put this whole thing behind us.
Yeah!
Hey, so I got a call from a kid with an axe in his head, and he said you did it. All right, we're going back, come on.
Aw, Jeffy.
What do you want for Happy Honda Day?
Jeffy, what are you doing?
Well, I'm dressed up like Santa Claus, and I'm trying to figure out what you want for Christmas.
I don't want anything for Christmas. Christmas is lame.
Marvin, don't be such a Grinch. Christmas time is for giving.
Yeah, Dad, tell me what you want. I'm dressed up like Santa Claus.
Jeffy, Santa Claus isn't even real. What?
You said Santa Claus isn't real?
He's not. You're 17 years old, Jeffy. You have to find out eventually.
Marvin, don't tell him that.
Baby, he's 17 years old.
Marvin, fix it.
Fine, Jeffy. Santa Claus is real.
Then prove it.
Prove it? I haven't had to prove it before.
Marvin, just take him to the mall so he can sit on Santa's lap.
Baby, it's 10 o'clock at night. The mall's not open.
Well, then hire someone to dress up like Santa.
If you don't prove that Santa Claus is real, I'm going to poke my eye.
Wait, don't poke yourself.
Ow.
Stop it.
Ow.
Stop.
Ow.
Jeffy.
Ow.
I'm about to call Santa Claus.
Do you have Santa Claus's number?
Yeah, I have his number. I'm going to call him right now.
Can I talk to him?
But no, he's not allowed to talk to kids.
Why? Did he get into legal trouble?
He did. Listen, I'm going to go call Santa Claus. I'm going to invite him over here to talk to you.
Okay.
Come on, hurry up. Answer the phone.
Hey, Marvin. What do you need?
Hey, can you dress up like Santa Claus and come over? My kid wants to meet Santa.
Me? Dress up like Santa? No. See, that wouldn't work because I'm in too good a shape. See, Santa's supposed to be fat, and I'm not. I'm thin. I look amazing. Nobody would believe that I'm Santa Claus. I'm too hot.
Okay, well, do you know anybody that can dress up like Santa?
Well, I do have this one friend who's been looking for work and could really use it.
Does he look like Santa?
Oh, he looks exactly like Santa. It'll be perfect. When you see this guy, you're going to say, that's Santa Claus. It's like his toy.
win.
Okay, then bring him over right now.
Okay, I'll be right there.
Okay, thank you. All right, baby, I got someone to dress up like Santa and come over tonight.
You did?
Yeah, I'm gonna tell Jeffy. All right, Jeffy, Santa Claus is coming over tonight.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Is he gonna bring his reindeer?
No, he's gonna Uber. The reindeer are training for Christmas.
Oh, for the reindeer games.
Yeah.
Where they're gonna laugh and call Rudolph names.
Mm-hmm.
Like shithead.
With Jeffy!
Or period nose.
Jeffy! You got language around Santa or he's gonna put you on the naughty list. Oh, that must be Santa. Let me go answer the door. Hello?
Hey, this is my buddy Vic I told you about.
What's up? I'm Vic.
You said you had a friend that looked like Santa.
He does look like Santa.
He looks like a criminal.
Well, I mean, he did just get out of prison.
Prison?
Well, yeah, he was in there for about 15 years.
Yeah, 15 long years! Oh, looks like Santa spilled!
Oh.
No.
Looks like Santa spilled! Oh, you're gonna have to clean that up, bud.
Okay.
I'm not hiring him.
Oh, come on! It's not that bad. He's harmless.
Harmless? What'd he go to jail for?
Well, I mean, nothing serious. Just some Grand Theft Auto, aggravated assault, third-degree murder.
Third-degree murder?
Right, third-degree murder.
Third-degree. Just third-degree. It's like the least bad kind of murder.
I'm sorry, I got that confused. First-degree murder. And I don't even feel bad about it. I'd do it again in a heartbeat.
I'm not gonna hire him.
Oh, come on, really?
You're not gonna hire me? You're not gonna hire me? You're not gonna hire me? I will crush your windpipe if you don't hire me!
You're gonna hire him?
Oh, you got the job, buddy.
I got the job! Oh, okay. Well, let's go meet some kids.
Oh, before you meet my kid, can you please put a shirt on?
Oh, no. Vic doesn't do shirts.
No.
He says shirts make him feel constricted, like he's back in prison, and that makes him mad and he breaks things and kills people.
I will break a windpipe if I have to wear a shirt.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, no shirts, I guess.
No shirts.
Hey, Elf, bring me another beer.
Here you go, Santa. I'm this little elf.
Hey, so what the hell's going on over here? I need to get paid. I got a meeting with my parole officer after this. So where's this kid at?
Jeffy, get in here.
Oh, Santa Claus?
Yeah, kid, I'm whatever you want me to be.
Marvin, who the hell is this?
It's Santa Claus. Jeffy, why don't you sit on his lap?
Yeah, come here.
I don't want to sit on his lap. What if he has a big wiener?
You don't got to worry about that one, kid.
What the hell is that?
Those are his jingle balls.
But Jeffy, just sit on his lap and tell him what you want.
Oh, okay.
What do you want for Christmas, kid?
I want your Gucci Xbox.
Yeah, we'll get to that one. We'll get right on that one, kid.
Yay, Gucci Xbox.
Yeah, now I need you to get out of this because I need to get paid.
Okay.
All right, so I need to get paid now. Put it in my hands. I need the money.
How much does he need?
I don't know, like 20 bucks?
No.
What, more? 50? 100 bucks? $100.
Yeah, it'll work, kid.
Let me find 100. Oh, okay, here it is.
Pleasure doing business with you, you kids.
Well, okay, let's see. This is my house.
Not anymore, kid.
Okay, I'll see you later. Just please get out of my house without breaking anything else.
I guess I'll get out of here then. See you, nerds.
I'm never calling you again for help.
I understand.
Yay, I'm getting a Gucci Xbox!
Marvin, I need to talk with you.
Jeffy, can you go to your room?
Yeah, I'll go make room for my Gucci Xbox.
Marvin, how could you invite that man into our house? He looked like a creep!
I know, baby, but if I didn't hire him, he was going to strangle and kill people.
What?
Look, baby, all that matters now is that Jeffy got to meet Santa and he's happy.
Yeah, but what was that thing Jeffy asked for?
He asked for a Gucci Xbox. I don't even know what that is.
I don't know what that is either.
Okay, I'm going to grab my laptop so we can look it up. Oh, my God.
What, Marvin?
That Gucci Xbox that Jeffy wants. It's $10,000!
What? We can't afford that!
I know! Why would he ask Santa for that?
Marvin, what are we gonna do?
We're just gonna have to tell Jeffy that Santa ran out of Gucci parts at the North Pole.
Marvin, we have to get him that Xbox, otherwise he won't believe in Santa!
Look! That's where I told Santa Claus I wanted! That's the Gucci Xbox!
Yeah, we just wanted to Google it to see what it looks like.
Yeah, and for your record, if I don't get that, then that means Santa Claus isn't real, and then I'm gonna scream, and I'm gonna poke my eye.
Jeffy, Santa Claus is gonna get you that. He's gonna get you that exact one.
Alright, well, I'll be back in my room.
Marvin, why would you tell him that?
I don't know, I choked. I was under pressure. Look, we will figure something out. We can just get him a regular Xbox and write Gucci on it in Sharpie.
Oh, no.
Hey, man.
What do you want?
Well, listen, I felt kind of bad that Vic conned you out of $100, so I got him to do something that I think you're really going to like.
I don't want anything from him.
No. You're going to love it. It's great. So, in about 30 seconds, Vic is going to break in through your window and pretend to be Santa Claus delivering presents.
That sounds like a terrible idea.
Why would you tell him to do that?
Well, come on. It'll be really cool, because then, like, your son is going to see him, and he's going to think Santa Claus is delivering presents.
No, don't let him do that. Stop him. I don't want him to do that.
Too late. That's him.
Ho, ho, ho! It's Santa Claus here to deliver the presents!
You do know impersonating as Santa Claus is punishable by death.
Well, 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 we meet again, Santa Claus.
I thought I'd put you away for good.
He should have killed me.
Maybe I will.
If you strike me down, I'll probably die.
That's the point. Wait, what are you doing?
Something I should have done a long time ago, Santa Claus.
Enough of this!
That didn't sound good. Just stay right here.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Vic,
oh,
what's going on in here?
Look, man, I don't know. I just snapped. I don't know.
Oh my God, Vic, you killed Santa Claus!
Look, when I was younger, I never got the gifts I wanted as a kid, so when I saw him, I just snapped, okay?
Vic, where the hell did you even get a lightsaber?
Look, I keep that thing on me at all times.
Oh, Vic, you're gonna go away for a long
time. I'm not going anywhere! I'm not going anywhere!
Vic... Santa Claus! Santa, are you okay?
Do I look like I'm okay, boy? I have a tree crushing my windpipe. I have seconds to live.
No, Santa, don't say that. What am I going to tell the children?
Tell them Santa's dead. He has died a violent death.
No, Santa, but what are they going to believe in now?
Hanukkah or something.
No!
You boys better find out who killed Santa Claus. It's a damn shame what happened here. The kids of the world will be devastated.
Hi, mate. Who do you think killed Santa Claus?
I don't know. Why would you even ask me that? I don't know. It's not like I'm the kind of person who would, like, know the kind of person who would kill Santa Claus. I don't know.
Oh, mate, look at this. I found a beer bottle, and it's got saliva on it. We should test it for DNA.
No. I mean, that could be anybody's beer bottle. It could be mine.
Why would it be your beer bottle at this crime scene?
Because I have a drinking problem, and I like to drink, and I come here to drink sometimes, so it's probably mine.
Oh, well, I'm still gonna test it for DNA.
No, Simmons! Damn it. I need to warn Vic.
Hey.
What was all that noise?
So, Santa Claus is dead.
Santa Claus is real?
He's real dead is what he is.
What do you mean Santa Claus is dead?
Well, Vic kind of snapped. Like, he snapped Santa Claus's neck with a Christmas tree.
What? Vic killed Santa Claus?
Yeah, he did.
Well, go arrest Vic!
I can't do that.
Why do you protect this Vic guy so much?
Well, listen, me and Vic are childhood best friends. He always had my back growing up, you know? Like, when kids would give me wedgies, he'd cut their hands off. And if they gave me swirlies, he'd drown their entire family in a lake. That kind of thing. Honestly, I'm just kind of scared of him, and I don't want to do that.
Well, you have to go arrest him. You can't leave him on the streets. He's dangerous.
No. Look, I don't even want to talk about it anymore, okay? Everybody's happy. Your son's happy. He gets to meet Santa Claus. We're all happy.
Well, I'm not happy. My son wants a $10,000 Gucci Xbox for Christmas.
Well, then just tell him no. Be an adult. Tell him that's an unreasonable thing to ask for. Look, Santa's dead. That should make it easy.
I guess you're right. The news is on.
Breaking news, MK. Santa Claus has been killed by an escaped convict named St. Vicholas, also known as Vic. There's a $10,000 reward if you have any information on Vic that will lead to his arrest.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, come on, you guys wouldn't.
Wouldn't what?
You wouldn't rat out my friend for $10,000.
Well, look, we really need the money. Look, Jeffy wants a Gucci Xbox.
Oh, come on, don't rat Vic out just for an Xbox. He's got a good heart.
Well, actually, he has several good hearts in his fridge because he sells human organs on the black market.
Well, you said that he got out of jail after 15 years, but the news says he's an escaped convict.
Well, yeah, he escaped after 15 years, but he was only supposed to serve 6.
6 years?
6 life sentences that he was convicted of. It would have been more, but they couldn't find where the bodies were buried because he ate them. So please don't turn him in.
Okay. Yeah. We won't turn him in, right, baby?
Of course not.
Yeah, we won't turn him in. But I have some more jobs for Vic to do.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Oh, thanks, man. It means so much that you're willing to help out my friend like this. What do you need him to do?
Well, my toilet's clogged, so do you think he can come unclog my toilet?
Oh, yeah, he's great at that. Oh, thank you so much. I'll go get him.
I'm gonna call the cops.
Okay.
Another cop. Okay, so just stand right there and wait a few minutes.
All right, are you sure Vic's coming?
Yeah, he's coming. So once you arrest him, I get $10,000, right?
Yep.
All right. That's him.
Hello?
Hey, I'm here to unclog your toilet.
None of those are toilet plungers.
I can make it work.
Come inside.
Hey, I really appreciate you hiring me. No one really likes to hire a guy who murdered someone.
Oh, yeah.
Put him under arrest! What?
You set me up!
Alright, here's your $10,000 for ratting out Vic.
Thank you so much. Alright, baby, we can finally buy Jeffy that Gucci Xbox now.
Yay!
Hey, how'd Vic do? Oh, you did not!
No, we didn't get that money by ratting out Vic.
Well, where'd the money come from then?
Slinging leg.
Which is it?
Both?
Yeah, the Tooth Fairy slings leg, and I'm her pimp, and that's my cut for the month.
Oh, that makes sense. The Tooth Fairy's pretty hot. So, you think I could get an appointment with her? Huh? Do I have to lose a tooth first, or how's that work? Or does it happen during? Is she a freak?
I'm so sorry. The Tooth Fairy's all booked up for the month.
Oh, that sucks. Well, could you put in a good word for me next time you see her? I mean, I'll put a tooth under my pillow to get in bed with her. You know what I mean?
I'll put in a good word for you, buddy.
All right, thanks, man. I'm going to go call Vic and see how he's doing.
Oh, no, don't call Vic. You heard what happened to Vic, right?
No, what happened?
Oh, yeah, Elon Musk is sending him to Mars.
Yep, he is.
Yeah, Vic is going to be the first guy on Mars.
Wow, that's great. Good for Vic. I'm so glad he'll finally be remembered for something good instead of killing Santa Claus and all those other people.
Yep, so don't even try calling him because there's no cell service in space.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm gonna go home. Thanks, man.
Yeah, you're welcome. All right, let's go buy Jeffy this Xbox.
Okay!
Merry Christmas, Jeffy!
Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy!
Are you ready to open up your gift?
Well, it better be a Gucci Xbox, or else I'm gonna lose my shit!
What, just open it, it might be that.
All right, let me see. A Gucci box? I didn't want a Gucci box. I wanted a Gucci Xbox.
Well, we'll open up the Gucci box. There might be another prize in there.
All right, let me see. Oh, a Gucci Xbox! It's a Christmas miracle! Santa Claus is real!
Marvin, do we tell him that Santa died?
No. Let's just enjoy Christmas.
You sit right there until the judge can see you. I'm not talking until I get a beer! You thought you can get rid of me? Remember, kids, be nice, not naughty.
All right, class, tomorrow is show and tell. So bring your favorite thing to class tomorrow so you can show the class and tell them about it. Get it? Because that's why it's called show and tell.
Show and tell? Oh my god, I have so much cool stuff I can bring.
Ooh, guys, I'm gonna bring roadkill. So tell me, guys, what dead animal do you want to see?
Me and Ken are gonna bring the coolest thing ever that I bet nobody else has.
Well, Penelope, what are you gonna bring?
I'm gonna bring something close to my heart.
Guys, you gotta show us her boobs.
What?
Yeah, it's close to your heart. Your heart's right here and then your boobs are outside your heart.
Shut up, Junior.
Or she's gonna show us her rib cage.
Yes, Joseph, that would be close to her heart.
I knew it!
What should I bring for show and tell tomorrow?
You should bring a microscope so everyone can see your little tiny brain, dummy.
Well, you should bring a microscope to show everyone your tiny wiener!
I bet whatever you bring tomorrow is going to be stupid.
I'll have you know that I have a cat piano that makes cat noises.
No, you don't. That's impossible.
Well, I do have one, and you'll see it tomorrow because that's what I'm going to bring it.
Well, if you don't bring it, you're a loser.
Well, I'm going to bring it, so I'm not. A loser.
Yeah, right. I'll believe it when I see it.
Oh, man. I can't wait to pour a tall glass of soda. Oh, yeah. It's going to look so good. Oh, yeah.
Hey, Marvin!
Oh, that one! Look what you did!
Oh, I didn't do that!
You startled me!
Marvin, his toy's ruined! Jimmy's going to be mad!
Look, he shouldn't be leaving his toys in the kitchen. It's not ruined. Just grab some napkins. We can clean it up.
Okay. All right, Marvin, it's all clean.
It looks good as new. Jeffy won't notice that you poured soda on it.
I didn't pour soda on it. You did.
Baby, if you wouldn't have scared me, I wouldn't have dropped it, so it's your fault.
That's not my fault.
All right, Dad. I need my cat piano.
Here it is, Jeffy.
All right, sweet.
How was school, Jeffy?
What?
What's wrong, Jeffy?
My kitty cat piano is not making kitty cat noises.
Oh, well, maybe it's not on.
Nope, it's on.
Oh, well, maybe the batteries are dead.
No, I changed them last night.
But maybe she poured soda on it.
I didn't pour soda on it, you did!
Well, if you wouldn't have scared me, I wouldn't have dropped the soda on it.
Wait, you spilled soda on my cat piano?
Oh, it was her. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Jeffy, just stop crying. Look, you don't even need this dumb toy anyway.
No, I need it for tomorrow at school.
Well, why do you need it at school? You can't take this to school.
Because tomorrow is show and tell, and there's this kid that doesn't believe me that my cat piano can make kitty cat noises.
Well, Jeffy, don't take this to show and tell. You'll get bullied if you take this. Take a different toy.
No, I have to take this one, and it's not making kitty cat noises.
Okay, look, we will call a repairman to get it fixed. Baby, call a repairman.
Me?
Just call him.
Fine.
Look, Jeffy, everything's going to be fine. Maybe there's just something stuck in the keys or something like that.
Yeah, probably soda is stuck in the keys.
Look, that's the repairman right now. She's entering the door.
Good.
Hello?
Hey there, you call a repairman?
Yes, I need your help.
What do you need help with?
My cat got wet and now it won't meow.
Your cat got wet?
Yeah.
Wait, aren't you married?
Yes, but my husband can't help me fix it. That's why I called you.
I can help, but yeah, so how do you want to do this? Like, do you want to get stuck in the dryer and I try to help you out?
No, come upstairs, we can fix it on the couch.
Oh, okay, even better. God, thank you. How did I get so lucky?
Come in here, and here!
You're gonna want to put some towels down, because it's gonna be like a Diet Coke with Mentos in it. I gotta stop jumping to conclusions.
Why are you naked?
Yeah, why are you naked?
I thought you were talking about something else.
I was talking about the cat piano.
Well, I can see that now.
Wait, why are you naked?
Because it's hot in here. You know what? That's why. So turn on your AC. I had to take my clothes off. Now let's just get this over with. I'm not in the mood.
Okay, well look. This is my son's cat piano, and I spilled soda on it, so it doesn't work.
Oh, that's why you said your cat was wet. Okay, I get it now.
Well, can you fix it?
Well, what's it supposed to do?
When you press the key, it's supposed to meow.
Well, it's not doing that, so you fried it.
What? I fried it?
Yeah, you're gonna have to get another one.
I don't want another one! I want this one!
Is that how we act here? Like 5-year-olds?
Whoa, is there any way you can fix this one?
No, it's done. Get another one.
Look, I'll pay you $100 if you can fix it.
Okay, I have an idea. Hold on.
What's taking him so long?
Hey, Marvin, press one of the keys!
What?
Press one of the keys!
Okay.
See, it's fixed. Tell your son it's fixed.
Jeffy, your piano's fixed.
Really? Let me see. It doesn't sound right.
He doesn't sound right.
What do you mean it doesn't... Ow! This little shit bit me.
What happened?
Well, I found a cat and I was squeezing him every time you pressed a key.
Well, that's not fixing it. You have to take it to school for show and tell. You can't squeeze a cat show and tell.
Okay, look, man. I got blue balls, a cat just bit me, and I can't fix your piano, okay? It's not gonna happen. Just buy another one.
What? No, what, at least can I have that $100 back?
No.
I need my cat piano for show and tell tomorrow.
We're gonna fix it.
I think we need to buy a new one.
Okay, you go to the store and buy a new one, and I'm going to just throw this one away, and then when the new one comes, we'll just say it's his old one.
Okay.
All right, Jeffy, I'm going to go to the kitchen and fix this, so just stay right here and don't follow me.
Okay, Marvin, I got the cat piano.
Baby, what is this?
It was the best one I could find.
It's really small. He's going to be able to tell us about the original.
Maybe he won't notice.
Hey, Jeffy. We fixed your cat piano.
What the hell is this?
It's your cat piano. Look, it meows. See?
This is dumb! It's too small! I want the big one!
Hey, Jeffy, sometimes it's not about size. It's how you use it, right, baby?
Yeah, some people say that, but I kind of like the big ones.
Yeah, I like the big one, too, so I want the big cat piano back!
Well, Jeffy, look, there isn't a bigger one, right?
Well, there's actually a bigger one at the store.
Then why didn't you buy that one?
Because it's really big.
Well, then go get that one.
Okay!
April Fool's, Jeffy. This was just a prank.
But it's November.
I know. Isn't that just crazy?
All right, Marvin, how about this one?
Baby, this is huge!
I told you that!
Daddy, I think I like this one more.
No. Okay, guys. How about we just throw this one away because it's really loud. Guys, stop it! Wait, look, how about we throw this away and I'll go find the original one.
Marvin, they're all sold out.
No, I will find it somewhere. All right, so look, just throw this away and I'll be right back. I can't find that cat piano anywhere. I looked online, I looked in the store, I just can't find it. Oh, God, I'd give my soul for a cat piano.
Wait!
The devil!
Zub.
God?
Zub, what are you doing here? I was here first.
Oh, whatever, Lucifer.
Hey, don't call me that. It is Craig now.
Craig, what a dumb name. Anyway, who are you going to pick? And remember, if you don't pick me, I'm going to burn you.
What a nice guy, right?
Don't listen to him. He's just salty because I kicked him out of heaven. He was double dipping in the cheese dip at my friend's quinceañera.
Everybody was double dipping.
Well, you're the only one I saw doing it.
Okay, so who are you picking?
I think I'm gonna go with God.
Oh, come on, he wins everything!
Yeah, that's right, get to steppin', ho.
I'm out of here.
Alright, so what do you need?
Okay, well, I broke my son's cat piano, and I was wondering if you could make a new one.
Hmm, Cat piano. Yeah, I can do that. Just describe it so I can make it.
Okay, so it's like an orange cat, and it's like a piano. It makes cat noises.
Wait, so is its body the piano?
But no, it's like the cat's face, and like the teeth are like the piano keys.
Man, that's weird. You're freaking me out.
Oh, can you just try to make it?
I think I can. Hold on. Is that it?
Well, that is it. It is perfect.
Yep, it is. All right, I'm going to take off. I got a quinceañera to go to. Excuse me.
Oh my god, it's perfect! It's perfect! Alright, Jeffy, I fixed your cat piano!
Meow.
Oh, you fixed it, Natty!
How did you do that, Marvin?
Let's just say I got a little help from God.
Yes, God!
Alright, Jeffy, take it to your show and tell tomorrow.
Oh, I sure will, Daddy! I'm gonna show that boy that he's wrong!
Alright, Crass, today is show and tell. So I'm gonna call you up one by one, and you're gonna come up to the board and show the Crass what you brought. Cody, you first.
But me first? Hold on. Get in your suit, Ken. Okay, we're ready. Okay, guys, so for my show and tell, I brought these Coke bottles.
That's lame!
Loser!
Guys, let him finish!
Thank you, Penelope. Now, these look like normal Coke bottles, but if you turn them around, they have me and Ken's name on the back.
Never mind, that's lame. Loser!
Wow, the best you can do is a Coke bottle, dude? I'm homeless and I'm gonna do better than you.
Yeah, loser!
Ken's a Power Ranger. He's the red one. You see that? That's cool, right? He was in all the shows.
What if you just went to the store and bought a Power Rangers action figure and you're trying to say it's Ken?
No, this is really Ken. He's a real Power Ranger.
Dude, I just found Ken in your desk. That's totally not Ken.
Shut him, right up, him.
Hey, dude, no throwing.
All right, Cody, go back to your desk. Joseph, you're next.
Yeah, Joseph. Let's see what you bring.
Yeah. I'm about to knock this out of the park. This is how you do a real show and tell, Cody.
All right, guys. This is Tommy. He's a dead squirrel. I found him on the side of the road. He got hit by a car.
No, wait. A truck. A Toyota? No. Oh, yeah. It was a Ford. Going 45 miles per hour. Oh, he was drunk, guys.
Thank you, Joseph.
I mean, you can pet him if you want. I mean, he might bite you. He has rabies.
After a crash, you can pass him around and everyone can pet him. Go back to your desk. All right, Junior, you're next.
Thank you, Clash.
Ha! Beat that, guys. Joseph, anybody can grab a dead animal out of the road.
But can you tell the make and model and the speed and the sobriety of the driver through the taste of his blood?
No.
I didn't think so.
Let me go grab my show and tell person. All right, guys, what if I told you that a whale, a pig, and a cow had a threesome and had a baby?
Junior, is that my mom?
Shut up, Cody, I'm presenting. I present to you the amazing talking whale, pig, cow.
Hey, everybody. Mom! Oh, hey, Cody. What am I doing in your classroom?
Ta-da! I heard that this magnificent creature can eat 5 times his body weight in food.
It's true. Catch me at the Golden Corral Buffet on Tuesdays. I'm an animal.
Thank you, Junior. Go back to your seat. All right, Penelope, you're next.
Oh my gosh, she's gonna show us her tits.
Mom, I can't believe you'd embarrass yourself and me like that. Oh, Cody, you know your mommy loves attention.
Yes, I'm still winning.
Yay, it's my turn.
I'll take your shirt off, take it off.
Shut up, Junior.
Oh, I can't wait.
All right, guys, for show and tell, I brought my baby blanket. I've had it ever since I was a baby.
So you got it today?
Shut up, Junior.
Take your shirt off.
I'm not doing that. This is what I brought for show and tell.
Boo!
I think hers is even worse than mine, right, guys? Come on, let's boo her.
Boo!
Boo!
All right, Penelope, take your baby blanket and go away. All right, Bori, you're next.
I bet you brought something lame.
Oh, yeah? It's hammer time.
Hey, guys, this is my attitude hammer. I use it to smash things in my bedroom while I listen to Slayer whenever I don't understand things. Like whenever my mom heats up my kids' cuisine and the brownie's molten hot but the chicken nuggets are ice cold.
Thank you, Bori. Now go back to your desk. Patrick, you're next.
Okay, I'm ready. Hey, everybody. For my show and tell, I drank both bottles of Cody's Coke.
You what?
And now I'm gonna do the biggest burp ever.
Thank you, Patrick. You can go back to your desk.
Okay.
All right, Jeffy, you're next.
Yes, it's finally my turn.
Yeah, let's see this piano that makes cat noises, if it even exists.
Okay, watch this. Alright, guys, for show and tell, I brought my cat piano. It makes cat noises. And I even wrote a song. This is my show and tell project.
Very cool, Jeffy. Now go back to your desk.
All right, what do you think about that?
A piano that makes cat noises? I don't understand it!
Oh, what are you doing? Stop, 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 stop! What are you doing? Why would you break my cat piano?
That thing is haunted. There's like 1,000 cat souls inside it. That's how it makes the noise.
I'm gonna beat you up!
So, Marvin, how do you think Jeffy's show and tell went?
I'm sure it went fine.
It went bad! Look at this, Daddy!
What? You broke your cat piano?
I didn't break it! Old Bob the Builder ass decided to lodge his hammer in my cat piano! So I beat him up!
Jeffy! You beat up a classmate?
I sure did, because he broke my cat piano! So please fix it, Daddy!
Well, Jeffy, I don't think I can get you another one.
I need a new cat piano!
I'll call the repairman.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, I heard you needed something fixed.
Yeah, my cat got smashed.
Well, I got one for you. What did Cinderella say when she got to the ball?
What?
I'm so sick.
Hey, Danny, can I skip school today?
No, Jeffy.
Ew! Don't touch me with your dirty boogers!
Jeffy, you cannot skip school. You gotta go.
Then take me.
Jeffy, I feel so sick. Can you just ride the bus?
What's a bus?
You don't know what a bus is?
No.
It's a big thing that takes kids to school.
Oh, so like an airplane.
Well, kinda. It just doesn't have wings.
So then how does it fly?
It doesn't fly. It's a bus.
So then why'd you say it's like an airplane?
I said it's kinda like an airplane because it would kinda look like one if it had wings, but it doesn't. It's yellow.
Oh, so like a taxi.
But it's really long.
Like a limousine.
But it's a truck.
A trimousine.
There's no such thing as a trimousine, Jeffy.
Yes, there is.
Well, then go outside and get on the trimousine. It'll take you to school.
Well, how am I supposed to know where it's at?
Don't worry. It'll find you.
How will it find me? Is it stalking me?
Well, no. Santa Claus tells it where you're at.
Santa Claus? Can I give Santa Claus my Christmas list?
Well, Santa Claus won't be driving it. It'll be one of his elves.
Well, then can I give the elf my Christmas list?
Well, no. You cannot let the elf know you know it's an elf because then he'll disappear. Like, it's an elf, and they're undercover trying to see if kids are good or bad. That's how Santa knows if you're good or bad. So be really good on the bus, okay?
Okay, Dad.
So go outside and get on that trimousine or bus or whatever you want to call it.
Okay.
Ugh, I can't believe my dad's gonna make me take the bus.
Hey, Junior.
Cody, you're taking the bus too?
Yeah, my mom said she wouldn't drive me to school anymore because she found out gas was made from dinosaur fossils and she wants to save the dinosaurs. I tried to tell her they were already dead, but she wouldn't listen.
But the school bus uses gas.
No, believe me, I tried to tell her that too, but she said if the dinosaurs died for learning, it was worth it.
What's up, dude? Joseph, you're taking the bus?
Yeah, I always take the bus, dude.
I didn't even know there was a bus.
Me neither.
Hey, guys!
Jeffy, don't tell me you're taking the bus also.
Yeah, my daddy told me he won't take me to school anymore.
That's what my dad said. Oh, the bus is coming.
Wait, that's the bus?
It's a short bus. Come on, guys, let's get on.
Okay.
Dude, the bus is so fun.
Hey, get on the damn bus. We ain't got all day.
Guys, let's get on.
Where do we sit?
You can sit anywhere, dude.
Let's sit in the back.
No, I'm not Rosa Parks, dude. I'm gonna sit right here, and I'm not moving.
Well, why don't we just sit in the...
No!
Okay, damn. I'm sitting in the back. I can't wait to sit in the back.
Back off, nerd. This is my seat.
Well, I thought the seat was empty.
No, I was just down here. I like to scare people.
Oh, well, Penelope, can I sit with you?
No, Junior, this is my seat.
But there's enough room for both of us.
Get your own, Junior. There's plenty of other seats.
Well, I'm gonna sit right here.
No, then I have to look at you.
Deal with it.
Can I ride up front? I get car sick.
I don't give a shit. Just sit your ass down.
Yes, ma'am.
Don't call me ma'am. It makes me feel old. Call me Sweet Cheeks.
Okay, Sweet Cheeks.
Damn right. All right, brats, listen up. My name's Barbara, and I'm your bus driver. But you can call me Babs. On this bus, there's a few rules. Rule number one, absolutely no talking. I got a wicked hangover, and talking activates my schizophrenia, and it'll cause me to drive this bus right in oncoming traffic. Rule number two, absolutely no cologne. Cologne messes with my allergies, and I'll sneeze my tampon right out of my body.
Can I roll down my window?
And absolutely no rolling down windows, okay? We got AC for a reason. And speaking of AC, I'm turning it off, okay? It's a cool 98 degrees outside, so you'll get over it. And if I catch you rolling that window down, I'll pull this bus over and beat the shit out of you. See that camera up there? It doesn't work, so I can't get caught. And if you try telling your parents, I'll tell them that you did it to yourself because you're emo. Now let's rock!
I've already getting sick.
Hey, Junior, I'll bet you $5 I can hit the bus driver with this paper ball.
I wouldn't do that. You're going to get mad.
I'm going to send it.
Don't you ever throw another paper ball at me. I have eyes in the back of my head.
She thought it was Cody.
Hey, shut the hell up. I said no talking. You're going to make my schizophrenia act up.
Sorry.
Yeah, shut up. I'm not trying to die today.
But it was Jeffy. He threw the paper ball.
Hey, window licker.
One.
You're ugly.
You're ugly.
Yeah, well, if the seat wasn't here, I'd fight you.
Well, I can jump over the seat.
Yeah, me too.
Well, it's going.
They're fighting.
Oh, fight.
Oh, hell no. I want a piece of that.
Wait. Who's driving the bus?
Get the hell off! Get back to your seats! If I catch you fighting again, you both are gonna leave here body bags!
Yes, sir!
That's right! Sick of these damn kids!
Can you please just drive the bus?
Hold on, I need to take a sip of my Yoo-Hoo!
Put your Yoo-Hoo down and drive the bus!
How about you get pregnant at 15 years old, drop out of high school, and become the bus driver? Then you can make the rules!
Okay.
Why am I getting pulled over?
Probably because you weren't driving the bus.
Well, my son is a police officer. I'm getting out of this ticket. Can't wait to see what this is about.
Open the door.
Ma'am, can you please explain to me why no one was driving this bus?
But, Mom, why are you driving a bus?
I knew my own son would be the one to pull me over.
Mom, you weren't driving the bus. There's kids in here. You can't do that.
Well, there was a fight in the back, and I had to break it up.
Well, then why didn't you just pull over? And you're not even supposed to be driving. Your license got suspended because you get too many DUIs.
Well, I gotta make money somehow. Are you gonna pay my mortgage?
No.
All right, then get the hell off my bus.
Okay, but look, if you get pulled over again, I can't help you.
That's all right. This force loves me. All right, sorry about that, kids. That was my son trying to pull me over and give me a ticket. So if you love your mother and you grow up, don't be like him. Now let's see if I can get you to school on time so you can get an education.
Hey, Joseph, what are you doing?
Dude, I gotta get ready for school.
Gotta smell good.
Well, she said don't spray cologne.
Dude, she'll never know.
Not you! All right, that's it. Which one of you sprayed the cologne? I just sneezed my tampon out. Was it you?
I'm throwing up.
Oh, I'm gonna find who sprayed that cologne. And when I do, I'm gonna throw you off this moving bus.
Dude, she's coming! What do we do with it?
I'll get rid of it. Throw it.
Was it you? Do you guys have the cologne?
No, I think it's back there.
Yeah.
All right, I'm coming.
What is this?
Aha, I gotcha.
What are you talking about?
You're the one with the cologne.
No, I just found it.
Uh-huh, likely story. You're coming with me. You're coming up this bus. Get off my bus.
Ow! I'm calling my dad.
Did she just throw her off the bus?
She did, dude. She did. At least it wasn't me, because my life matters.
Mm-hmm.
That's it, Brad. You've broken every rule. You started talking. You had cologne. I swear, you guys are on the last strike.
Oh, no. My bag's full of throw up. I gotta roll the window down.
That is it. What did I say about rolling the window down? I am pulling this bus over right now. What did I tell you about putting the window down?
But I had to throw up.
Well, next time you throw up in your mouth and swallow it.
But my throw-up bag was full.
Oh, your throw-up bag is full? Well, come on with me. We're going to go outside and dump it on the ground, and you're going to eat it.
Man, Jeffy, this bus driver's mean.
Bet me $5 I won't steal this bus.
Bet.
Oh, man, how do I drive this thing?